We have our bottle of Dannenberger Family Vineyards wine open. We're enjoying some Blanc. And I want to thank Susan Dannenberger for always making sure that we have the right wine for every occasion, whether you're watching something on Netflix or sharing second Thanksgivings with all of your favorite people. We have Ryan Burrows up in news. Esmeralda Leon is here. Tom Hush in the producer's booth. Elliot Serrano is our first guest of the evening. And you had kind of a quiet Thanksgiving, didn't you? Just sort of chill? Did you Netflix and chilled, didn't you?
Well, kind of like hung out with my cat. Right.
It's like that's chilling.
I had everyone's going, so what are you doing? What are you with your family? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? I mean, no, I'm just home.
I think there are a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people wanted to lay low this year.
Yeah. I mean, just one, because traffic can be ridiculous during the day getting around. And I don't care for driving a whole lot during a holiday. You're not going to see me on the road on New Year's for sure.
Oh, really? Nothing. Yeah. Well, you'll be at the Filament Theater hanging out with us because we're playing What's in the Box.
What's in
live.
The Box. Right. But I'm just saying you're not going to see me like driving all over the city.
No, just
like,
the one
no,
place.
No, no. I like to find a place. I'll be, yeah, what's my thing on the holidays really is hanging with you, doing something. And then, but then Thanksgiving, I was home with my cat.
Aww.
And then a friend made some Thanksgiving, a vegetarian Thanksgiving, which was very good.
That's nice. That.
And then I went home to check on my cat before I came here.
Mm.
For folks who are wondering, why is he spending so much time with his cat? And remember, I have a famous cat.
Very famous.
If something happens to my cat, then, people would be very upset. So.
Sinbad is a rescue cat who was whose beloved owner was very ill, senior citizen who was homebound and not able to take care of Sinbad.
Couldn't
about a little over a year ago. And a utility worker discovered Sinbad, who was covered in about, 8 pounds of matted fur?
Like 5-6 pounds. Yeah, okay. 5-6 pounds of matted fur and shaved and became this big story that took hold, went viral on the internet. And it was funny. I just did a interview with some UIC students this week. They were doing a research project. They were for digital media on animal overpopulation, pet overpopulation, yeah, and homelessness. And the one student goes, well, I was doing some research on you, and you seem to have a famous cat.
You need to have a Sinbad the cat. Like, I don't know if you start with it. Do you start with a calendar? I think a calendar.
Calendar. Greeting cards. People have asked about greeting cards. We did make a greeting card for him this year. The Anti-Cruelty Society did a thank you card for him. But that went out exclusively to all the volunteers at the Anti-Cruelty Society. And I was given a couple as mementos. But, yeah, people have asked about greeting cards, especially for the holidays. So we'll see.
And you guys have packed up. You told me the other day that you guys were packing up food for pets that belong to senior citizens.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Actually, the Friends Who Care program at the Anti-Cruelty Society. This past week, I delivered 220 pet food kits to the Open Kitchens facility in Pilsen. They're the ones who send out all the Meals on Wheels. They send out Meals on Wheels to folks throughout the city of Chicago through the Department on Aging Meals on Wheels program. And we brought them the dog and pet food kits last week. And we volunteers packed all the food. I got a truck. We rented it. I drove it over there, got it off there. And the folks there are great. And throughout the next couple of weeks, these folks will be getting their pet food kits, and we also put in some goodies, some extra goodies for their pets, and a little holiday treat. And we need support for that, though. The Anti-Cruelty Society got a grant for it earlier this year, and we burned through that money really fast. Pet food is expensive, even when you're buying in bulk.
Oh, no doubt.
And so if people go to anticruelty.org, look on the wish list, you can see the food that we're collecting for that program.
And it's important, too, because if you have someone who's not able to leave their house, you know, people think, well, you know, maybe they shouldn't have a pet. But it's a quality of life thing. One, it's, you know, these are pets who have maybe throughout their life, their owner has met with circumstances that keep them at home. And it also helps people live longer. Your happiness, you know, it's a family. They're a family member.
They're a friend. I'm not going to put myself in the same category as an elderly homebound person, although I sometimes act like it, as I don't leave the house. But you know, yeah, it having someone there who is your companion. I mean, a cat, a dog. I've met a lot of these folks. You know, I've been to their homes. I've seen how they live and how that pet really is like the center of their world. These folks call me. They say, oh, I mean, I really love my pet. I don't want to have to give them up. Could you please help me? And it's like, I don't think it should be that difficult to say, you know what? Let's get you some pet food. Let's try to give you a little support here for this creature that you love so much and you want to care for.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Make sure you can stay together.
You know, too bad there isn't like a Second Amendment for pets that people would be like, the Constitution says I should be able to have a pet. And that way, the government needs to help me keep my pet. And that would be awesome because then, you know.
I feel like people are so passionate about their pets. We almost act as though. You know, I mean, the industry is huge when it comes to whether it's pet supplies or toys. I think my favorite photos today were all the pictures of sleeping dogs that were given so many table scraps. I think it's have you seen those? As like everyone's dog is just like passed out sleeping. I think Representative Kifowit, Senator Dan Katowski, a bunch of people posted pictures of their very tired dog. Did your cat get any table scraps, Ez?
No, I didn't cook anything. There's no Thanksgiving at my house.
No leftovers?
House.
Well, we can take care of that for you.
So she didn't. She's kind of oddly picky.
I think cats are picky.
Yeah. I think if there's any sort of spice or anything other than just salt and pepper on it, she just kind of like will make a stink face at it and not want to eat it. And I'm like, fine. I'll eat it.
Exactly. I'm like,
she's
a more for me. That's right.
Push it good.
By the way, as we do have a spread down here of the leftovers from my house, at least we have, I have cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, mashed, mashed cauliflower. Did I say cabbage? I said cabbage to him.
Cabbage.
I meant cauliflower.
I love mashed cauliflower.
Mashed cauliflower with roasted garlic. So
come on.
Oh, with slow roasted garlic. I was eating the garlic right out of the sleeves on it when I took it out of the oven. So my apologies to everyone that comes in my studio and for anyone in the lives of the people who do consume my mashed cauliflower.
You are heart healthy.
I am very heart healthy, so I love this mashed cabbage. This is a cauliflower. This is the best mashed cauliflower I think I've made yet. It didn't make it to the table yesterday, Elliot, because I ran out of stovetop space. That's the thing as I realized yesterday, poor planning on my part.
You say that every year.
No, this was
you
worse
say that
than
every
usual.
Year, but no. I think this year you did very well.
Oh, thank you.
I think you did quite well. No, you stress about it. You know.
I made you guys start eating the soup while I was still finishing dinner.
But the soup was really good. That was it.
It was Irish leek and mushroom soup.
It was good.
Thank you.
You know, although it was funny because when I showed up, and Steve, your husband, comes to the door and he answers, and I go, "So what act in the sitcom are we in right now? Am I just showing up in the second act, the third? Because I know something's happening." Yes. And you were, it was really very chill.
Thank you.
And all things considered. Last year was different.
Yes.
Last year was a little more frenetic.
Did you use the fire extinguisher?
No, I don't think anything burned. No. Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. I'll tell you what happened to the pies. More after this on 720 WGN. Happy Thanksgiving. It's second Thanksgiving. Give us a call. Tell us how it went at your house. Tell us some stories from around the table. We're sharing our Thanksgiving with you because we love spending the night with you. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, I'm sorry. You want me to start the show? Tom's like, could you stop dancing? It's Jive Turkey. We're doing Jive Turkey. We have a Thanksgiving spread in our Allstate Showcase studio. This is where we bring in all of our leftovers and do it all over again. Just a few hours ago, we were celebrating Thanksgiving with our family and friends. And I like to do it again right here, tell stories from around the table. 312-981-7200. We are so thankful to have you with us. Hope you are happy, healthy, and safe wherever you are tonight. And don't forget, if you have to fall asleep because you're so sleepy from all that turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce, our show will be podcast at WGNradio.com. And we have in studio with us right now Elliot Serrano. We have Adam Selzer in studio. And you are going to make what live on the air?
You got me?
Yes.
All right, I've started working on Charles Dickens' own personal recipe for punch.
Okay.
Which a few years ago, we got Patty's mother completely passed out drunk.
It was not passed out drunk. I passed out.
Right.
Because I was very content. I was filled with happiness of the evening.
So right now I'm peeling lemons for it because it takes a lot of lemon peel, some sugar, then I will add the alcohol, and at that point you set fire to it.
Oh, we're gonna set fire to it. I thought you had
we set fire to it.
We'll go outside. He'll set fire to it outside.
It's
In the lobby, in front of the security guards.
It's not going to rise above the level of the bowl.
Tom says not in the studio.
Not in the studio?
Not in the studio, no.
Okay.
Maybe in the bathroom. How about in the bathroom? Okay. No, not in the bathroom? No, because there could be a lot of flammable smells in there. Yeah, the sprinklers might go off. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the flaming
situation.
You
won't even notice. It'll just be a light blue flame around the edge of the alcohol.
Tom,
but it still looks really cool. Come on, Tom. Don't be a spoil sport.
No, no. Tom's reaction.
It's good enough for Charles Dickens. It's good enough for you.
The reaction I got from Tom Hush.
Or Wilkins Micawber, anyway. He did it right in the middle of David Copperfield's house in that book.
Well, but the reaction I just saw from Tom was like, I've seen this happen before. It did not go well. So it seemed as though it was like a personal experience.
Famous line.
I don't do fire.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
You don't do. Yes, we move much sooner. Oh, look. Hey, guys, is our studio ready at 303 North Wacker? Can we come in there now? 303 East Wacker? I don't know where we're moving. As you can heat that up down here if you want.
Do we know where we're moving yet?
All right, then. I hope you enjoy. I have to tell you, once you get up there, I'll tell you what happened with the gravy. There's no gravy. I apologize. I know. We talked about – I'm so sad about the gravy. Well, let me tell you how the – first of all, Adam, how did you celebrate Thanksgiving? And your wonderful wife, Ronnie, with us as well tonight.
Hi.
Hey, Ronnie. Do you start every day with yoga, by the way?
Oh, God. It's been a while.
Me too. I haven't done CrossFit in a while. Well, how did you fall out of the habit of yoga?
I got sick.
Okay, and then you're off the yoga train for a little bit.
Yeah, I was just so tired and in pain so much, I didn't have time. I mean, I didn't have the – the oomph to do anything.
Oh, you and I have to get back on our workout horses.
Yeah, I'm all recovered now, so there's no excuse.
Me neither. I'm the same way. So how did you guys start your day? What was a celebration for the Selzers?
I slept till noon.
Yes!
It was, nice. Just the two of us. I drove Lyft for a while, then I got home, started making the stuffing. I made a challah stuffing for the turkey.
A challah?
Challah stuffing. Challah. Yeah, challah.
Challah. Excellent. And how was Lyft today? Was it busy?
No, it was not really.
No?
Not really. Like 3 in the morning when I first got up, there were all these like 500% surge prices, but they kept giving me like tiny rides or like rides that were right outside of the zone.
Okay.
So this guy gets us like, man, I'm just going to the blue line. I saw it was going to be $60 to go to O'Hare. I'm like, yep, I saw that too.
Oh, no. You're like, yeah, I would have liked to have gotten that passenger. That's rough. Elliot, we are going to be playing. You have requested a special edition of What's That From?
Yes.
Which we do have to give thanks to Senator Dan Katowski, who actually helped create that on the air one night.
It's a great segment.
It's very fun.
Normally do it on Fridays, but we're not going to be here Friday. So.
No, and it's a holiday movie. So it is a holiday movie. Definitely a holiday movie.
Yes.
I think that the voices have spoken. It is now a holiday.
Oh, no, you cannot argue. I mean, there are going to be some folks who are going to say it's not a holiday movie.
Tom is trying to figure that out. Tom Hush is like, I'm not sure if it's a holiday. Have you not?
Oh, no, it is.
It is.
It definitely is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Appreciate that. I agree.
Because there are people who think this is a holiday movie, and then there are those that are wrong.
By the way, we can hear in the background of Adam Selzer pouring
bottles full of booze into a pot of booze.
It is Thanksgiving, and we are going to have some Dickens Punch, and we have from Dannenberger, because it's also including some Dannenberger wines, and she is the sponsor of our Wine and Wine Down, which we are doing as part of our second Thanksgiving. So we want to, again, say cheers to the Dannenberger Family Vineyards. Esmeralda, about your plate of food.
Yes.
So I thought I had grabbed the container of gravy, and I didn't. I grabbed a container filled with extra pumpkin pie filling, which I had made the batter to yesterday.
That's not a bad
container.
Switch.
Right.
I don't see why you can't just put the pumpkin pie filling on
the
turkey.
Everything?
On everything.
Is it very sweet?
It probably would be too sweet. Should I have sent her up with a little bit of pie filling to dip her turkey in?
Just dip it.
Dip it. You might be right. Let's try that a little bit later.
That might work. Which question? Which stuffing?
Yes, the darker stuffing is the low carb stuffing.
Really?
Yes. Did
you
try it?
Just because it's very
creamy.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, because I put egg in that one.
See,
that
you would think because Ezekiel bread. I've had Ezekiel bread.
It is Ezekiel bread.
It's a bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
Ezekiel bread.
No, you know what? It's not Ezekiel. It's char. S C H A R.
Okay, but it's that same kind of sprouted grain.
It's multigrain.
Stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff is a bit hard.
Yeah, I know.
Not at all.
This one,
wonderful.
This turned out really well. Of course, I realized afterwards that I had decided to buy this bread to do low-carb stuffing and did not read ahead for instructions. I was supposed to buy the white bread, not the multigrain. So then you start to panic. It could really affect the taste. So as I was telling Elliot yesterday, I started to cobble together different recipes and make it up as I go. So that
it worked
one,
out.
Okay, thank you.
Worked out completely.
Thank you. Yeah, that one.
And it will never be the same again.
It will never. Yeah, don't enjoy it now, and don't ever expect it again. So
that's usually what happens.
I can't recreate anything I've ever done. I mean, everything you had last night was not the same as last year. The mashed potato is totally different.
Those mashed potatoes were great.
Thank you very much. Adam Burrows, we have food down here if you're hungry. We have tons of food.
Sounds good. I'm eating up here already.
What are you eating?
I don't know. I found some nuts in the corner.
No. There's all kinds of food down here. Sweet potatoes and stuffing and cranberry. Are you really eating nuts?
It's almonds. It's almonds, but yes.
Please come down when you get a chance.
Okay, we'll do.
Join us for some Thanksgiving food. Some punch will be ready. Oh, my God. That's a lot of stuff he's pouring in there, including some Dannenberger Family Vineyard wines, part of our wine and wine down for Thanksgiving. And, okay, so the pie filling that is in that container. I made two pies. I, had all the batter, had the crust, put the pies in the oven while we were eating. And then as Steve was cleaning up the kitchen, I got very tired, so I went to bed. And Steve left the – so I woke up today, wanted to make the mashed cauliflower, turned the oven on to roast the garlic, turned it up to 400 degrees for a little while, opened the oven, and both the pies were still in the oven from last night.
I mean, you were really tired last night.
I was super tired.
I remember how tired you were.
Yeah. And so so I was hoping, they baked last night, so then they rebaked today, and it was like a caramelized top to it. Mm. And I took the and I didn't think I was yelling. I was like, I was gonna bring this to work tonight. Okay, I was yelling. I yelled. And I left the kitchen and I went to the dining room. I came back. Both pies had scoops out of the middle of them. Not like one corner, like not just of one. Like one was less burned than the other. And I thought maybe I could bring that to the station. Griffin had gone in there with a fork and just in the middle of the pie, just started scooping out. And you know what he said? He goes, "You didn't want to bring that to work anyway." I said, what?
Save face, Mom.
Yes.
I'll eat it. It's fine.
Yeah. No. And he goes, I go, "Do you want more of that?" He goes, "No, it's very viscous." And I was like, "What did you just say to my face?" I mean, like, I remember learning the word viscous like when I was in high school for maybe a vocabulary test. I've never just used it in conversation, especially with my mom to describe her cooking. It's viscous.
An aggressive word.
It is a very aggressive word.
See, I would be like, "Well, you can make your own non-viscous pie next time."
Well, and he was so funny. I go, "What do you mean it's viscous?" He goes, "It means it's dense." Thanks. Really appreciate that. Appreciate that, sweetie. No more pie for you.
I don't think viscous and dense mean the same thing. I think he picked the wrong word.
I think so too.
Yeah, viscous is still like thick, but it's not dense.
He said thick and dense.
Thick and dense.
Yeah. It was very thick. He was trying to use dumb words for me. Got a lot of density, Mom. You know what I'm saying? It's a little thick, like your head. More after this on 720 WGN. Have to walk outside, step outside with Adam Selzer so he can light his Charles Dickens punch on fire. If you're on Michigan Avenue, you can see us lighting our punch on fire. That's not a euphemism. We are going to light.
No, not at all.
Set this bowl on fire.
Euphemism for?
I don't know. You never know with people. They hear what they want to hear.
Plenty of euphemisms for that.
I say one thing and they hear another thing. Yeah.
He was pulling out the lighter with a devilish gleam in his eye.
Yeah, Tom was standing ready to come out here and tackle him, which I'm not sure how that would turn out.
This I got to see.
All right, let's go outside. Okay, so we're on Michigan Avenue trying to set that bowl of punch on fire. Unfortunately,
did you guys get arrested?
No, Adam may have submerged the tip of the lighter into the punch, and now the lighter won't go on. So, he's running back inside. How's everybody doing? So, what else have you eaten? The gravy. I haven't told you what happened to the gravy either, because you and I discussed the other night.
What kind of gravy was it?
It was, okay. I was very happy with the gravy, at least in the preparation of it. Elliot and I were even eating parts of the... bits and ends that went into the gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the gravy was good.
I know you liked it, but it didn't have the...
Do you do a chunky gravy or do you strain it?
That was the problem. I think because I strained... it was more brothy.
It was not viscous.
Okay. Yeah.
It was definitely not viscous.
You wouldn't need it to be viscous. Yeah,
yeah, and I like it to be more of that... like gravy. Gravy should be thick and... the soup we had was better gravy than
the...
Do
you do a flour...
See, I didn't do a flour.
Or do you do cornstarch?
Cornstarch.
Cornstarch.
I didn't do either one of those things.
Cornstarch.
It was not called for in my recipe that Gordon Ramsay walked me through. Because I like to be yelled at while I'm cooking.
Yeah. How does he just ask to cook it down?
It was so what I did was the turkey had two onions halved, two lemons halved were inside the cavity of the turkey. Mm-hmm. You take those out. You use the drippings from the some of the drippings from the pan.
Right.
You take the bacon that was baking on the top of the turkey and chop that up. Put that in the roasting pan. Oh, it was amazing. It was really good. And then a little bit of cider, a little bit of dry cider in there too. But the thing is, I think that if I had just thickened it with some flour, it would have been the consistency that I wanted. Although, yeah. And it was a little citrusy, though, I will also say.
I would be a little weary of throwing just lemons mm-hmm. like that and letting them cook.
Yeah, I wasn't. I think
just
it was
because of the pith.
But I liked the lemon part. Gave it a nice zest to it that I hadn't had before. I think maybe what you probably needed was just cook it a little longer. So that
I was trying
a little reduction to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I reduced it enough. Yeah. I think that was part of the problem.
The quick save is usually just throw in
some flour,
make a little slurry.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
Cornstarch.
It needed some slurry. Two words today about my cooking: slurry and viscous.
It would be the slurry would be very viscous.
It does seem to be right out of a Charles Dickens book. Slurry and viscous, I think, are words that Charles Dickens would have wanted to use. I actually was hearing a story yesterday about how he wrote A Christmas Story, and I love that story about how he was kind of at his wit's end as far as making money for his family, and he told
Martin Chuzzlewit wasn't selling like he wanted it to.
You can wait till you finish chewing your food. And then get closer to your microphone.
Yeah.
Adam Seltzer, who is a historian and actually does some great events for it about Charles Dickens. poor guy, not making him choke on his food. All of us. It's a wonderful story about Charles Dickens.
Right. Martin Chuzzlewit was not selling like he wanted it to, but he got this. A Christmas Carol really is the most commercial book imaginable. He wrote it strictly because he needed the money for it. But,
right.
if you read it, and also if you compare it to his other Christmas stories that he also wrote for the money, he had to be at least a little bit inspired for A Christmas Carol. It's such a great story. It's really his writing in it is at his best. And honestly, if you mark out in Martin Chuzzlewit where he was in that book when he stopped pause to write A Christmas Carol, it gets a lot better right after that.
Interesting.
I feel like you can notice a difference in Martin Chuzzlewit. It's a good book all the way through. I have to periodically remind people Martin Chuzzlewit is a really underrated book in the Dickens canon. It is a wonderful book.
Martin Chuzzlewit?
Martin Chuzzlewit is its name.
You know how underrated it is? None of us have ever heard of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of it, Elliot?
I have to admit, I have not heard of it.
It's kind of his mid-period novel in between his later serious ones and his early wacky ones. It kind of toes a line between the two. So it's hilarious and it's serious, and it rambles on endlessly, and they go to America and think it's a whole big joke of a place.
Oh, really?
Some people really hate the American section. I think it's pretty interesting, really.
Do you happen to know how long it took him to write A Christmas Story?
Very quickly. He wrote A Christmas Carol very quickly.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so well done.
Yeah.
And it's so iconic. And it is, it wasn't such a big holiday. That's a little bit dark, but we'll fix it in a minute, Elliot. Elliot just turned all the lights off. And Adam and Ronnie are like, what did we do wrong? Why are we in the dark? What happened? You guys are in timeout on your side of the console.
Oh, man.
I'm teasing. How was the food? Everything all right?
It was all delicious.
I love Thanksgiving.
I still need to add hot water into the punch.
Oh, so we still need hot water. We'll figure out a way to light that thing on fire.
Okay.
Oh, you still need hot water on top of the...
Hot water goes on top of it, yeah.
I gotcha. Well, we have a microwave. We can microwave some water. We'll figure all this out.
I gotta just get some out of the sink, too.
I don't know. That doesn't sound appealing.
I don't know. It's like he's got all these bottles and lighters, and the bowl of punch is giving off like this really strong odor. I'm afraid to drink that now.
I know. Well, you saw my mom that night.
It tastes like a very lemony black tea.
All right.
Yes, I would say that's accurate.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, that's right.
Does it have cloves in it too? Did you throw cloves?
No
in
cloves.
It?
No.
No cloves. All right. Yeah. How do we know this is a Charles Dickens punch? Or is it Charles
Dickens? He
actually
wrote down his recipe one time.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Well, I occasionally do a whole event called Drink Like the Dickens, where we recreate all the drinks like Egg Hot and Smoking Bishop that show up in Dickens books.
What's in a Smoking Bishop?
That one I think does have cloves. It's like apple juice and oranges and spices have been floating into it for a while. It's pretty good.
Oh, you don't sound convinced.
It's not one of his. It's not one of the better ones, I don't think. But Scrooge drinks it with Bob Cratchit while they discuss giving him a raise at the end of the book. Spoiler alert.
Oh, so.
But I am hoping to do that event again this year. It's the 100th anniversary of Dickens' American Reading Tour.
Oh, excellent.
And everybody assumed he was going to come to Chicago. You know, his brother, his no-good brother Augie had just died here in Chicago, and everybody's like, well, he's got to come to Chicago. And then
he didn't
come to Chicago, and boy, was the Tribune mad.
Wow. Well, and it is interesting, too, when you think about... you know, they were in the story about the sales for a Christmas story about how people would wait in line for the longest time. Like when an iPhone comes out, people are excited that it's coming out. But books were a little bit harder to come by, and they were very excited when a new story came out.
Yeah.
And when they were speaking, because I remember seeing a movie about Mark Twain and these massive crowds he would speak to, like just tens of thousands of, or even, you know, if you think about this, the debates between Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln, like 10,000 people sitting there for four to six hours.
Any of them hear anything?
I know. It's just, I mean, were the people in the crowd like just yelling and repeating it back for the other?
Blessed are the cheesemakers.
Yeah, Sermon on the Mount. Yep.
There you go. That's all the good stuff.
But didn't Adam? Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't all of Dickens stuff serialized at first?
Everything I can
come closer
think
to
of
your microphone because you have a great voice. I want to be able to hear it.
A Christmas Carol in particular was published all at once because it's just a short book,
right?
But most of his stuff, it came out a month at a time over the course of about a year and a half, or sometimes weekly.
Okay.
People like to say he got paid by the word, which isn't exactly true. It's, you know, they had dictated how long every book would be before he started writing it.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he had sort of these deadlines.
There are certain times when it does feel like he's trying to stretch to get to the end of the chapter and make word count here. But it's not like he could, like, throw in extra lines for more money.
Right. And thankfully so, because he definitely pulled together a wonderful story, even if it was just to keep himself
financially. With Christmas Carol, there was no actual length restriction. It was just a standalone book, just however he wanted to do it.
Right. Well, it's incredible. And that's now that it is officially in 15 minutes, Thanksgiving will be over, and we can start talking more about Christmas. But,
yay!
I was surprised at how early the holiday music came on. It came on right after Halloween for some stations.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. The Christmas stuff started kicking in very quickly, which is getting folks annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit, I get a bit annoyed because I think Thanksgiving is a good holiday.
It is a wonderful holiday.
I actually like Thanksgiving more than Christmas because Christmas has gotten so commercial. I mean, when you watch the television commercials now about Christmas, what's it about? It's people opening gifts and being happy about the stuff they've gotten.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whereas Thanksgiving's about just be grateful for what you have. Mm-hmm. You know, be
exactly.
grateful for family and all the things you have. The moment I'm really thankful. Yeah, this is great. Okay, what am I getting?
Right.
You know, it seems to be the transition we go from one holiday to the other. So
I think Thanksgiving, too, is more inclusive.
Yes,
because
it's more
not
inclusive.
A religion. It's just we do turkey, but, you know, people do all different kinds of things. Whatever they want to do, they just have a meal where everyone gets together and you break bread.
Exactly.
Unless you're Native American. That one just kind of, you know, that stings a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd want to invite First Nation people.
As my friend Jim Rule calls it, he says he's Native American. He goes, we don't call it Thanksgiving. We call it your welcome day.
Well, there you go. You know, like,
I love that.
Or thanks for nothing day.
Thanks for nothing. Thanks for your pox-ridden blankets.
You know, that we were nice to you. When the Vikings came, we kicked them out. You guys came. We felt bad for you. This is how we get thanked.
It's a slow burn. More after this on 720. Just like my turkey. More after this on 720 WGN. Oh, what a lovely Thanksgiving evening. Hope that you have been able to spend a wonderful time with your family and friends. And if it was a quiet Thanksgiving, if you decided to stay home and sort of either don't have some place to go, we wish you the very best this evening and hope that everything goes well for you. And some people decide to stay home and stay away from the chaos and from the drama. I remember my first Thanksgiving without my dad. I was at my husband's family's Thanksgiving. My aunt had decided to, I think she traditionally held the Thanksgiving dinner, and it's hard. When you have a first big holiday without someone that you love, it's very pain, and it's hard to explain to everybody else. It's also hard because you kind of think, why isn't everybody else as miserable as I am? You don't want people to be miserable, but it feels so unreal to you that this is going to be the rest of your life. The first one's the hardest, and I think what we started doing was having a tradition of telling stories about Grandpa Larry. My dad passed away in 2001, and I have friends who have been posting a few photos of the people that they miss at this time of the year, and of course we miss them all year long. And so, you know, you find some rituals to sort of reinvent your relationship with someone that you lose. and miss my dad all the time. And it was a lovely holiday today. We went to my sister-in-law Megan's house for Thanksgiving dinner. They had some great food. It was very fun. There were some dishes that were vegan dishes. And I think we're getting to the point now where it's not as loud when someone says I'm a vegetarian or I'm a vegan or, you know, I'm gluten-free. It seems like people just kind of go, okay, just make sure that we have something that everybody can enjoy. And that was what Thanksgiving was like at our house, at my sister-in-law house. And it was actually much smaller than it used to be. There, you know, at some point, I want to say that there were, gosh, there were tons of people who were sitting at tables in the living room, the dining room, and then the television room. Like, there were three rooms filled with people. Today, there was a very small table in the living room, and there were just a few people around the dining room table. I want to say there were less than 12 people today. Yeah, I'm used to there being, like, maybe 30, Ronnie. It's how many people have you grown up with or throughout your life have been some of the bigger parties that you've been a part of?
The bigger ones, it was usually only my family, like the four of us. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up.
I'm the same way. It was just me and my parents. There were just three of us and the dog.
And then when we got, when Adam and I first were married, we would have people over every year. So they would be like, there would still be four of us.
Oh, really? Just a couple people? There you go.
And our biggest one was a few years ago. We had a bunch of people over. But after that, like, we just kind of do our own thing.
Yeah.
Now, Adam's family had 19 people today.
See? That's a lot. That's a lot of
people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people. And I don't know how I having only cooked Thanksgiving dinners for my family and then like inviting a few people over, so maybe max six people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's complete chaos in my kitchen for six people. I cannot imagine. I mean, I guess you have to delegate responsibilities. You have to tell somebody else to, you know, make sure you bring the mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
Because I can't imagine all of that. Or you have to start prepping way earlier.
To say, you
yes.
have to start cooking like Sunday night
yes.
or something like that. No way.
I started on Tuesday. Griffin and I were peeling potatoes. We were prepping. I cut all the onions, all the celery. I did all that on Tuesday. I felt pretty good going into Wednesday, and I was still behind. I mean, you can ask Elliot. I told him to come over after 5, and we served dinner at 8, I think.
Tonight?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I started on Tuesday. I do Thanksgiving on Wednesdays.
Okay.
On the Wednesday before, because by the time we're done, it's midnight. And it's Thanksgiving anyway.
That's so late. Like, we ate at, what time did we eat today, Adam? Like,
1:30.
We used to do Thanksgiving like around 3 or 4, but since I'm the only one really cooking in the house, and Griffin and Steve had to clean the whole house ahead of Elliot coming over. The only reason we ever clean our house anymore is when Elliot's coming over. It's true.
I feel honored. It's like, you know, I get the whole, I guess that's the only way they can be motivated to clean the house.
Yes.
If anything else, it doesn't really matter. So I think I'm always very flattered that
And when they start getting too comfortable with you coming over and they don't care about cleaning, I have to find somebody else to invite over as well. In addition,
did you have Heather over once? Heather?
Yes, there was a lot of cleaning. We watched we watched The Sting together, the Paul Newman Robert Redford movie.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
That's a good one.
Tom, you've seen this. Do you like older movies? Because a lot of people don't seem to like classic movies.
Yeah, I make a habit of it. Like, I just saw Vertigo at the Music Box the other day.
That's
fantastic.
A great movie. Yeah, Vertigo's wonderful. I was just I was thinking I just finished watching Rear Window, which is a great movie but I do have to say that, in, you know, with all the stories coming out, Tippi Hedren's stories about Alfred Hitchcock, but still a tremendous movie maker. And and the other thing is, we mentioned The Sting. There's another movie that I love and I highly recommend. It's a heavy drama. It's called The Verdict, with Paul Newman, and he plays an attorney who's an alcoholic. He is pretty much down and out, and he catches this case that it's an incredible story.
Anything with Paul Newman is basically a must watch.
It is. It absolutely is.
One of the greats.
Oh, I love Paul Newman movies. So
well,
very,
he was also
good
in Cool Hand Luke, which is
by far the sweatiest
movie ever made.
Sweatiest? I've never seen Cool Hand Luke.
Get in there.
I don't know why.
Fantastic.
Ronnie, have you ever seen Cool Hand Luke?
I haven't seen any of these movies y'all are talking about.
None? Do you not like older movies, like from the 70s and before?
There's like one movie that I like that's from the 50s called Imitation of Life.
Imitation of, who's in that one? It sounds familiar.
Lana Turner's in
that. Oh, interesting. All right, I have to look this one up.
Sandra Dee's in it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why I've never seen this one.
It's one of my favorites.
Have you seen older movies and just not like them, or you're just not compelled to watch any of them?
Yeah, it's just something like I don't really watch a lot of movies in general, and then when I do watch one, and I kind of get stuck on that one. Like, I don't know how many times I've seen Moana, for example.
What's Moana?
Oh my gosh, Moana!
The cartoon.
The cartoon.
Yes, I'm there. It's funny. I'm not as drawn to animated films.
Oh, see, I am.
Yeah. See, I'm not. I've heard great things about Moana. See, I didn't even know what it was. Although Coco is supposed to be tremendous. I'm seeing so many great reviews online of Coco, yeah, which I'm happy about because the fact that... Have you heard about Coco?
Yes. I hear Pixar. It's going to make you cry. Just
I heard,
like
too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Oh, really? Pixar, yep. Make you cry? No, really?
Yeah. And I can't even normally watch old movies too much with Ronnie in the same room. She'll start saying, oh, there they do playing the same old like, wah, 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 music.
Oh,
again.
The music?
Wah, making fun wah. Of the way they talk.
Because they all talk like this. It's like really like dramatic.
Yeah. Well, I think yeah. a lot like of people with movies, there were a lot of people were, and as they still are sometimes, stage performers. Yeah. A little more theatrical, mm-hmm. a little bit, and there's also a stylized, type that
yeah, there's the
mid-Atlantic
accent and everything.
Yes,
right,
mid-Atlantic accent.
Or if you have a film noir, or if you have, yeah. it depends on the style of the film.
Well, I insist people really did talk like this in those days.
Yeah, right.
You know, newsflash.
I know. Well, and there's a heightened sense of urgency, which is, I think, why I like His Girl Friday.
Yeah.
Is so fast-paced. Look at Tom, like, giving the cheer sign in the booth.
Howard Hawks. What
yes.
a director.
Incredible movie. I think that's one of my favorites. We've been talking about some of the, like, there's a movie called Holiday with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn that's really good, too. I think okay. you would like that one a lot.
That sounds like my kind of thing.
It's a movie that Scott Stantis and I have been talking about for weeks. We keep meaning to watch it so we can talk about it on the air. What are some of the holiday movies that you watch on Thanksgiving? And what have you watched in the past? My favorite Thanksgiving movie ever, by the way, is also one of Nick D's favorite movies because he's shown it at the Nick D Movie Club at the Rosemont Movie Co. is Home for the Holidays okay. with Holly Hunter and Robert Downey Jr., Charles Durning. I can't remember who plays. There's so many different people in this movie, but it's directed by Jodie Foster. It's incredible. It's not that old of a movie, Ronnie. It's from the 90s.
No, I can do 90s.
Yeah.
I know a lot of
90s. There's no wah, wah, wah music. Yeah. David Strathairn's got a small role in it. He's great. Yeah. Such a good, you know what? If you got 5 minutes before the end of Thanksgiving, put that movie in or pull it up on your Netflix or Amazon. Tune me, you can tune me down. We can still hang out with you for the rest of your evening, but Home for the Holidays for your Thanksgiving viewing pleasure. I think it's good for any of the holidays, actually. Yes.
My favorite holiday movie is just Nowhere to Be Found.
Which is what?
It was called The Christmas List. Mm. And Mimi Rogers was in it, or is in it.
Okay.
And it's this story about this lady who... she just writes out this Christmas list, like, flippantly. Her best friend takes it and puts it into a Santa's box in the mall.
Okay.
She's a perfume, so she can pick out scents based on, like, what the people want and what they're
really?
Looking for and stuff. And so, you know, she's kind of lonely. She has this, like, loser boyfriend and stuff. And so she writes out this Christmas list flippantly. Her best friend throws into the Santa's box, and things on the list start coming true. Like, her
what?
Wishes start getting granted.
How is this not a bigger Christmas movie?
It's amazing. And it used to come on. It was like a Lifetime movie. That's probably why.
Oh, is that what it was? Well, that's the thing, too, is Hallmark has come out with this humongous catalog of Christmas movies. They're all on Netflix now. I saw, like, A Christmas Prince. There's a horror movie, though. A Secret Santa is a horror movie what? By a writing couple that I met in Los Angeles. So it's called Secret Santa. It's supposed to be a very good horror movie.
Oh.
It's like, isn't there a movie called Black Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
That's also...
There's Black it's Christmas. Great. There's a Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Okay.
Stone Cold Classic.
Stone Cold Classic. And then, of course, Krampus.
Krampus?
Yes, yeah. I've heard
which
of Krampus.
Just came out, which is a brilliant, like, horror comedy.
Okay.
You know, with those are the ones that come to mind right now as far as horror for the Christmas holiday.
So for those of you who aren't ready to be in the sort of festive spirit, there are holiday horror movies for you to enjoy in the meantime until you're ready to be festive and
joyful. Krampus is festive.
Is it festive?
Yeah,
because it's Krampus. It's the guy Krampus. Who comes and
punishes the little children.
Exactly, the yeah. naughty children.
There's Elgin, the city of Elgin, does a Krampus crawl every year, and it's fun because you have people who dress up like Krampus,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the German music because it's of course a German holiday, and they have a Krampus art gallery, all these different types of. Artistic interpretations of Krampus. That's how I learned as much about Krampus as I know.
Well, happy Krampus to you. More after this on 720 WGN. Ryan, we still have tons of food down here, so you're welcome to stop down when you have a chance.
Awesome.
So much love. Did you have a chance to eat today?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. That's the voice of a stuffed man.
Couple times.
Very good. Well, this will be your third or fourth. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Coming up in a little bit, we'll be playing What's That From? And I just got a text. I believe I got a text from Eric Elk, who is a little bit upset that we're playing What's That From without him, Elliot.
Well, then he should be here.
Wait, let me see who it is that was upset about it. I have to check and see. No, it's not.
I mean, it's not like he can't come down to the station. It's not like we're going to stop him at the door.
I'm trying to see who what. Isn't it funny when you turn your phone, there's like 18 messages? You're like, who?
Some of those are mine.
Some of them are from you? Yeah. It's Eric. Eric said, you're doing What's That From without us. By the way, he must have done voice dial because he spelled his own name incorrectly in his text. So, Eric, I'm assuming he's on the road. So, yes, we are playing What's That From in just a little bit. I think we have enough readers now. Don't we have enough readers?
Oh, yeah, we've got, yeah.
No, yeah, we have enough. So maybe we'll do that in about, we'll do that after the 1230 news. Give Ryan Burroughs a chance to get down here and have some food. Paul Farvar joins us, comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
I just sent you the link today. I posted our event for the Filament Theater. I've posted the adult show first. I'll post the all family-friendly show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I need to make sure that people know that family-friendly 12 and under is free for our show, but they must be accompanied by an adult.
Right.
For New Year's Eve, because I'm a little bit nervous that if I just put 12 and under free, people will drop off their kids and then go have dinner. And as much as I would love that for you, I need there to be some supervision, just a little bit. I want you to be able to enjoy New Year's Eve with your kids. I want them to feel festive and celebrate New Year's Eve at 9 p.m. with Argentina. But I need there to be some supervision.
Yeah, you don't want to leave kids with us.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. There won't be...
I just meant dangerous. I mean, we're good
with kids.
Uncles and, yeah, I'm very good with kids. Yeah. But I mean, if there's
not with 50 of them.
Yeah.
Right. You got to have some parental supervision. Yeah.
Two and a half I can handle.
Yeah. Not 50 is a lot. Yeah.
Well, like give or take.
And I believe we only have room for like 80 people per show. So
tickets are going fast.
I don't want to be like 50 kids and then none of the adults with them.
Yeah.
I love your kids. I don't love them that much.
Right.
I want you to love your kids.
And you don't want the kids heckling you.
I've been heckled by kids.
Yeah, how do you shut down a kid heckler?
You come off the stage and go toward them. And then they realize. I did an event at Senn High School for teenage kids this week. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to come in and do 10 minutes of stand-up and then talk about my career. And like 2 minutes in, you just hear this from the audience. Ha! And I jumped off the stage. We were in an auditorium, and I leapt off the front of the stage, and I walked over to where he was. I happened to know. You can check your microphone cord. I checked it first to see how long it was. And I walked over, and I go, well, now one of the styles that I have as a stand-up comic is I go into the audience when I feel that someone's going to ruin it for everybody else. And I walked right over to him. And, like, this kid slunk down in his chair. And
how old was he?
He was, like, 15 or 16.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, here's the thing about my stand-up comedy. When I'm writing it, I don't let my boys interrupt me. So you better believe when I'm doing it, I don't let people in the audience interrupt me either. And like the whole room was like, dang. So, yeah. And then I just had a conversation. There's a way to sort of go back and forth between doing comedy and talking about my career and sort of getting across a message. I was very, by the time we were done, I did an hour with them and we did a Q&A and everything, but I talked about my boys and I talked a little bit about Declan and what it's like raising a child with special needs. Three of the kids in the audience, when we did the Q&A, three of them talked about how they either had a friend or a sibling who had special needs. One kid who has a friend with autism asked me how to handle strangers who stare too long or ask stupid questions. Another boy told me that he has a younger brother with autism and that he built a fidget toy for him made out of smaller PVC pipes so he could lock them and interlock them and sort of twist them around. So we talked about fidget toys for sensory challenged kids. It was great. I almost started crying when these kids were talking to me. I was like, that wasn't supposed to be part of the presentation. It just turned out that way.
That is great. But let's just be clear that on New Year's Eve, we're not going to make it a Q&A. Is that?
We could do a Q&A for the kids thing. I think that I'm trying to figure out something that's going to be interactive with the kids too.
Okay.
Right? That will draw them in and make them feel like they're part of the
show.
What's
Paul eating? We can play that.
Let's play What's Paul Eating because we can't play What's in the Box with the kids.
No, you can play What's in the Box with kids.
Or call. Can we make calls with
I miss
kids?
What's in the Box.
We're going to play What's in the Box live on New Year's Eve at the Filament Theater. I'm going to start doing that. I realized that as I was trying to figure out what to do for New Year's Eve, I thought for fans of the show, we should bring back What's in the Box live.
And I've never done it on stage. For those of you who aren't familiar, it's a game where contestants have to guess if a review that we read them from an online store is for an appliance or an appliance.
So I mean, whether it's
so
for,
much fun,
whether it's for a toothbrush or
something
a dishwasher.
Else. Yeah.
No, the really sexy dishwasher.
Very the
ones that you sit on and vibrate.
One of those Harry Potter vibrating broomsticks. It can kind of go either way.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't know. So that will be. That's not for the family friendly show.
No,
that's for the second show.
The family friendly one. We can't even do the. Is it legal?
No.
Stuff now.
No, not what is it legal.
Kids don't know about the law.
I think what's Paul eating might be fun for the kids. They might really. And then you know what they would like? What did Paul eat?
Right. It's like, all right, you guys, right. I'm going to describe what it looks like.
Yes.
And I'm going to burp.
Yes.
You can
exactly.
guess.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
Ew.
I can name that food in one belch.
Yes.
Exactly.
They'd like that.
The boys might.
Like that.
I don't know if the girls would like it as much. I don't know. Why is belching such a, it does seem to be a more masculine sort of like when I was like in grade school and high school, there were like belching like contests. There were guys that could belch out the alphabet.
Yeah, okay, raise your hand. Yep. Guys, gentlemen, yep.
I could never belch. I was really
yeah, there are people that can belch on command.
Yeah,
I can cry on command. I can't belch.
I can do both.
You can cry and belch on command?
At the same time?
Not at the same time.
Oh,
I
can. Watch, hold on. I'm like the Demi Moore. I'm the Demi Moore of belching.
No, 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 no.
Are we doing this? Are we doing this?
No, we're really, really not. We are sincerely not doing this.
I'd have you set that punch on fire before you start doing a belching contest.
Fair enough. I couldn't even do the armpit noises for fart sounds. I never understood all that
stuff. I used
to
be able to, and then I started wearing deodorant, and I couldn't anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. Is that what it is? It's the clamminess is what you're saying.
The trick is blow into your hands. Get a little, warmth and moisture
these
there.
These are not tips we need to share.
One doesn't need the armpit. You can do it with just your hands,
Okay. Oh, I thought we were talking about how to make yourself cry.
Well, that
That's how we were on that.
That too.
Is that because crying on demand? You both can do that. That's
I
is there for the game we're playing? Is there any crying in that scene? Because I want to see crying on demand.
No, there's no crying in that scene. Unless you want to.
It's not a league of their own, folks.
No, or like it'll be like Ghost. Remember Demi Moore was really good at getting that. Scene,
yeah,
that one tear.
I can't cry on demand. I've always wanted to. I've also wanted to learn how to cry. I haven't cried.
That's how you win an argument.
Crying.
Yeah. The moment, like, you're getting hammered, and you're like...
On Twitter?
Yeah, but you're like, no, just in general, in person, wherever, just start to cry, and they're like, oh my God, I didn't mean to make you cry.
You're making me uncomfortable, Elliot. I have to take a break. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, spending part of my Thanksgiving evening with some of my favorite people on the planet. That includes you, my listeners, all of our friends out there. In the Chicagoland area and throughout the country, we're so happy you tuned in. I hope that you're happy and safe wherever you are. Before I rejoin our Thanksgiving celebration, I do want to make an announcement about someone who has been reported missing since yesterday. Francesca Chavez has been missing since yesterday afternoon. She is about 5'8" and 160 pounds. She has brown eyes and has an olive complexion. She was last seen wearing a black knit hat with CC on the front, a long black coat, blue pants, and black shoes. And she may have on a medical bracelet. There is reason to think that she might be on the northwest side of Chicago, even though she went missing from the south side. She lived for many years in the Jefferson Park and Portage Park area. And I will be very honest with you. She is a friend's mother, my friend Jesse Chavez, who I went to high school with. His mother is missing this evening. So if you have any information, I know one of our Facebook friends said she saw a woman in the area on Oconto, on the 5900 block of Oconto. And she said that there was something about her that struck her and thought that there was something strange because it was so cold and she didn't seem properly dressed. So again, if you see someone who is wandering around, perhaps seems disoriented, please let police know. We are looking for a woman named Francesca Chavez on this Thanksgiving evening. That's a scary thing when, they are trying to educate more people in communities throughout the state of Illinois. And I know throughout the country, they're working with the police departments. If you've heard some of the conversations on WGN radio that, there are laws where they're trying to make sure that if someone goes missing, if they are suffering from dementia or other developmental disabilities, that
you know, there is certain information that police departments are working with to make sure that they can handle the perhaps the missing individual. Because someone like, let's say my son Declan goes missing. He doesn't respond to commands. He doesn't react to danger. So this is a very scary situation when someone goes missing and you know that perhaps they're not able to take care of themselves. So please be on the lookout. We are celebrating in studio tonight. Thanksgiving. Happy and grateful to be with each other. I have Elliot Serrano. Ronnie, do you go by Ronnie Selzer? What's your last name? Because I don't think you changed your name. Did you?
I never changed it from Davis, like legally.
Okay.
Because I just didn't want to go through all that hassle again. But socially, yes, Seltzer.
Okay. It's Ronnie Seltzer joins us in studio. Yeah. It's lovely to have you back again. It's been a long time since you've been here.
I haven't been here in a year.
Since last Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
We do this every year. We have our second Thanksgivings. And I think you guys, except for one Thanksgiving, when you were traveled
we were
to Florida.
Traveling, and that was the year that nobody else came either. So.
Nobody came 3 years ago, which is fun.
Had I been in town, I would have totally shown up.
I appreciate that. Paul has not missed a single Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving since he started being a regular on the show. Elliot, it rained that year. There was a monsoon, so I understand completely why you were not here.
I still felt bad.
Everybody felt badly. Because we were so pathetic on the air. It was like, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Because I was thinking, oh, she's going to have all these people there.
Because it was packed.
I won't be missed. Yes.
Our first year was crazy. I mean, it was insane in here. There weren't enough microphones for everybody. It was nuts.
So busy.
I felt badly because I like had to rotate people in and out of their seats. We had all kinds of food, just like we do tonight. Some great Charles Dickens punch, courtesy of Adam Selzer. And some great food tonight, including your challah. Stuffing and looking forward to dessert as well. Paul Farvar joining us tonight, ready to go shopping after.
That's what I was asking about. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go shopping.
We're going to do it because that was a tradition.
I am.
Sweet.
Ready? Elliot might not. He might step back from that. I think you should go as the cynic.
I went last year, remember? Yes. And I was watching you guys just go nuts.
That was the greatest shopping experience of my life.
It's one of my favorite Instagram Instagram photos to this day.
Oh, yeah.
See, I remember.
Yeah.
We crushed it, Elliot. Adam and Ronnie, you guys had like a cart full of stuff. You guys went bonkles. Paul, you were looking for pajamas.
No, I got underwear.
Boxers.
And I got them. I'm wearing a pair from that experience.
That was the first time you had gone.
First time I've ever been to Kohl's. That was last year, Black Friday.
Have you been back?
No. But
it was like a revelation to you then.
Look how happy I am. Adam's showing a picture of me. From last year, it was
snowy out that night, wasn't it? Yeah. Freezing cold.
It was cold. I remember that.
Really, I want to go back.
And yeah, we're going.
Is that where we're going?
Yeah, we're going to the same Kohl's on Fullerton Avenue.
It's on Armitage. No, it's on Elston. Elston and Armitage.
Okay, I don't know directions.
Across from the Best
Buy, I've heard it
right?
both ways.
Yeah.
Same parking lot.
that whole little strip area there.
Yeah.
Okay. Elliot, you don't want to go because you feel that it's encroaching on Thanksgiving and the celebration.
No. I just want to go because I'm like, first, I'm going to be tired, and I'm flat broke, so I'm really that.
I didn't buy anything last year.
I only bought boxers last year.
I think I only bought like one thing last year. I think Adam made out like a banshee.
I think
last
I got
year.
Like a sweater.
Like a bandit. I meant a sweater. Yeah, sweater.
I'm holding up a very large bag in the photo.
Well, you guys had everything. You had sweaters. You had toys.
Yeah, you guys went crazy.
You had shoes.
I had that light up necklace.
Yeah, you had all that stuff. I was like, wow.
Yeah. I wanted to buy luggage, but then Patty convinced me not to.
Oh, that's right.
No, don't get it.
Patty's like, don't get that one.
Don't get which one? What was it?
I was going to buy luggage because I needed new luggage.
Oh, yeah, no.
You were like, no, that's not going to fit the whatever the new
the
rules
TSA
are. Yeah, they changed
regulations.
The rules, but you're right.
I was okay. Good.
I think.
I like it's always it's a dicey situation where you're like.
But now they change the rules again.
Where you can fit that one?
Yeah, like American Airlines has like a new class where it's like super economy where you can't even carry.
Oh yeah, the basic economy.
The basic.
If it doesn't fit in your pocket, don't bring it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's like the basic, which is appropriately named because I'm so basic.
Now Esmeralda traveled around the world with a bag that fit on a dirt cheap airline. I think we should all learn from her. Did you wear layers?
Yeah. No, not really. I maybe wore a thin shirt and a cardigan.
Okay.
But I didn't do layers. I actually have it with me. I brought, because I stayed over yesterday, I brought my blanket in it.
Ah.
But it's a Timbuktu backpack.
Okay.
And you just have to pack smart. That's all.
Timbuktu backpack. They also make coats now that have like pouches and different places you can put things like your iPad and phones and clothes. And there's like all kinds of pouches. It's like basically wearing like a fishing jacket.
That's how you beat the system.
That's how you beat the system. You wear
it. But I'm interested. What time of year was this?
A couple weeks ago. Really?
Yeah, it was cold. I went to Dublin and Reykjavik, Iceland. So it was it was chilly.
I went to Iceland. Well, I was there for an hour.
Why is everyone going to Iceland? That's where Michael Heideman's going to go for an hour. You went on WoW?
It's a cheap layover. Cheap.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. You liked Iceland, didn't you, Ez?
I enjoyed it, but it was very expensive.
Oh, you went for a cheap layover to Iceland? I don't
understand. Yeah, because it's the
on your way to Arizona.
Yes.
I don't get it. What's the point?
No, to Dublin. She went to Dublin.
No, I went to Dublin, but the airline, their hub is Iceland, Reykjavik. So they offer a stopover.
I thought if you just go through Iceland, it's like automatically cheaper because they're like, hey, it's like tourism.
Yeah, but while you're
that too.
Yeah, while you're there, everyone gets like a Bjork album. Or Bjork is there to sing to you while you're waiting.
She's in the terminal.
She's like an electrical version, like Showbiz
Pizza.
She's
like
but
a Walmart
Bjork.
Greeter.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love the. She's a Walmart greeter.
She's like the Walmart greeter of Iceland
at the airport. Yeah. Welcome to our country.
But I would say luggage wise,
yes,
to always go by the European standards.
Right, that way
theirs are smaller.
Yeah, I had trouble when I was flying to Denmark. I was fine leaving the country. What was that?
I love Denmark.
It's amazing. Copenhagen is.
It's so beautiful.
It's gorgeous, and the people are wonderful. Yes. And they pay a lot for stand-up comics to do comedy in English. Just so you know, Paul, I was like, I'm sorry. What's wrong with you? Do you guys understand how much this is in the United States?
So what happened to you? Said on your way to Denmark, what happened with the luggage?
So I was fine leaving the United States, and I took one of my smaller bags. They would not let me carry it on when I was.
So you had to leave it in Denmark?
No, they had to check it for me at the gate. Yeah, in Switzerland actually was where they made me check my bag. They said it would not fit in the overhead. I was like, it was smaller. So yeah,
I have a carry-on. It's a standard carry-on, but yeah, in Europe it's considered a checked bag.
Yeah, so you can leave the United States with your bag as a carry-on bag, but when you get there you might find the opposite to be true.
Well, just so you know,
yes,
since last year I did buy new luggage, so that will not be on the purchase list for Kohl's.
Okay, so what's on your list tonight?
Nothing. I will go if Elliot goes. I will buy him something under $2.79.
Do you have
anything
Kohl's
in the store?
Do you have any Kohl's dollars? Because that'll help out a lot.
I do. Oh, do those expire though?
Yeah, they expire.
They do expire.
Kohl's cash.
I have all mine from last year.
Tom, do you want to go to Kohl's with us after the show? We're going to Kohl's.
I already did my Black Friday shopping.
What'd you do for your Black Friday shopping? Online?
So I hate the crowds. I don't want to do it.
There's no crowds. We were the only ones at Kohl's, really? Just so you know. Of course,
there was people there. You know, it wasn't like lines out the door type thing.
There were people who like followed us there from here. Yes, Tom?
Well, I was in it for the electronics. So I know. And I bought myself a little something.
What'd you get?
Got myself an Xbox.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, where'd you get it from? Apt?
No, I got it from Target.
Ooh.
Had it for less than $200, so I said, sure, why not?
Is this the one that has like 500 gigabytes? I don't even know what that does.
Yeah, I mean, I recently got it was my birthday, and I got a TV as a gift. I was like, well, I might as well pair this with something.
Oh, look at that.
Something
I like
to do.
That thinking.
Does Kohl's deliver if you buy it? Can I send stuff out from there?
No.
Elliot says yes.
You can shop online at Kohl's.
Yeah, you can shop online. So I can look. We can browse today, and then I could decide what I'm going to send to my niece and nephew.
Absolutely.
Wait, but how do you know what's at Kohl's? Because isn't it all different, all the different Kohl's versus like the website?
Oh, I don't know.
Unless you order online.
There might be more online.
There's only one way to find out when we go there tonight.
We'll meet you at the Kohl's over by there. More to this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, getting a text from our Friday night regulars, disappointed with us, Elliot, that we are playing What's That From Without Us. Of course, now Eric Elk knows how Senator Nankatowski feels, because Senator Nankatowski actually helped create What's That From, and he has to hear us play What's That From every Friday night without him.
Well, I don't know. I mean, again, there's nothing stopping them from coming down here. It's not like security is going to stop them.
Nope.
All they got to say is, hey, I mean, we have invited other folks to come and everyone was busy.
Exactly. So, I'm just saying.
You know, if you're that upset, you should be here.
That's not that hard.
You know,
just saying.
Plus, you're missing probably what's going to be the greatest scene ever in What's That From history.
This is a holiday movie. only you and I have seen this of the people reading for this movie. Only you and I have seen this movie.
This is definitely a holiday movie.
Definitely a holiday movie. All right, let's. And Paul, you'll be doing sound effects as
they come along as they strike you.
Okay. Sure. 312-981-7200 for a gift card from Apt Electronics. When you know what's that from, producer Tom Hush will take your call and put you on hold while we finish the scene. Okay, sirens wail as the first few police cars arrive in an office. In mid speech,
all of you stay at your posts. We knew the police action was inevitable.
An odd smile.
In fact, it's necessary. So let them start their feeble efforts. Until then, stay calm. We have the hostages, remember? We are still in charge.
Suddenly, a CB crackles to life.
I told all of you, I want radio silence until further.
On the 34th floor, in a boardroom, our man has a CD on the table and on, and his notebook is out again. He's already upgraded to the number of suspects. And added other information. As he speaks, he takes ammo clips from the dead man who's dropped and their sidearms.
Gee, I'm sorry, Hans. Nobody gave me the message. Should have put it on a bulletin board. Anyway, I thought you and Franco and Carl and the other boys might be lonely. Now that I waxed Tony and Marco and their buddy. So I invited them, you know, some of the guys from my card game.
In the office, the terrorists react. Startled as he name drops.
How does he know so much about?
Waving for silence.
Ah, how nice of you to call. I assume a mysterious party crasher. You are most troublesome for a security guard.
On the 34th floor, moving down the corridor, now armed with Marco's machine gun and carrying Henrik's kit bag, he seems more lethal. Into a CB.
Psst, sorry, wrong guess. Would you like to go for double jeopardy, where the stakes are double and the scores really change?
He rolls Heinrich over and is delighted to find a pack of cigarettes in his pocket. He takes them, pats the dead man's face.
Bad for your health anyway.
Who are you, then?
Just a fly in the ointment. The monkey in the wrench. The pain in the butt.
He stops in mid-speech. He's just opened the kit bag Heinrich had over his shoulder when he died. Now he takes out the contents. Dozens and dozens of explosive detonators marked danger and a chunk of cello-wrapped plastique the size of an electric razor. He whistles in surprise to himself. In the office, Hans turns off his mic for a moment, then turns to Carl.
Check on all the others. Don't use the radio. See if he's lying about Marco and find out if anyone else is missing.
He moves. Hans goes back to the CB. Meanwhile, our hero smiles at the telltale static as Hans goes off and on. He knows what's happening. Now he starts to walk down a corridor, eyes panning from elevator to the stairwell doors.
Mr. Mystery Guest, are you still there?
I wouldn't think of leaving. Unless you want to open the front door.
I'm afraid not. But you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you?
Scornfully.
Just another American child who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne. Rambo. Mr. Dillon.
Actually, I was always partial to Roy Rogers. I really dug those sequined shirts.
Harsh.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
A light blinks on the elevator. Long pause.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother fudger.
Tom got nervous. Tom got really, really nervous on that.
I got nervous, man. Pro-swearing.
312-981-7200. Do you know what that's from? We have on the line with us, our first caller is Steve. Steve, what holiday movie is that scene? What's that from, Steve?
That is a quintessential holiday movie, Die Hard.
Yay! Yeah! Congratulations.
Two words or one?
Two. You have won a gift card from Apt Electronics. How was your Thanksgiving tonight, Steve?
It was fantastic, Patty. Yeah, great dinner. Watched a little football. Had a little nap. So it was good.
I think the nap is the most glorious part. One of the most glorious parts of Thanksgiving. I mean, sometimes you kind of really remember those good naps on Thanksgiving, don't you?
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, hold on the line, and our producer, Tom Hush, will get your information, and we will send out that card from Apt Electronics. Say hi to our friend Steve Shapiro, and you can also visit the website, apt.com. That's ABT.com, keeping people really supplied with their electronics for generations, making customers happy ever since. Hold on the line, and Lulu has a comment about our shopping adventure coming up soon. Lulu, what do you want to say about our shopping adventure?
Well, I hope that everyone in Chicago is in bed because I just got back from Kohl's. I live in the burbs and I was in Algonquin.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I knew what I was looking for. I wasn't, I had a you know, an idea of what I was getting. It was 45 minutes in line.
Really?
Like, oh my God, it was like Disney World.
What? And there's no fast pass either. What time did you go?
Well, I probably left my house about a little before 10. It takes me about 20 minutes to get there. And I looked in the parking lot and thought, oh, this isn't bad. And I have to park in the handicap parking lot, which is, thank God, because if there wasn't a space open, I couldn't have gone in. But, and, you know, the store was busy.
Yeah.
But when I saw the line, I almost died.
Did you almost give up? Were you almost like, you know what, this isn't worth it?
You know what, I really didn't get to that point because I the things I wanted, I got them. And I've never in my life done a Black Friday night before day, you know, whatever. And this is the first time. I'm 64 years old, and I'll never do it again.
See, Paul had never done it, but last year's was so magical. Now I'm a little bit worried. I want to make a comparison and see how it is at 2:30 in the morning.
It's never as good at the same time. The
second
time.
Time,
yeah.
The first
time is always the best.
Go ahead.
I think you guys will probably be in better shape.
Yeah, now you know. You have to go shopping with us at 2:30 in the morning or 3 a.m.
There was no line last time.
There was no line. There were plenty of people working there. It was very festive. It was very fun.
It was still like Disney World in a way.
It was like Disney World
us. You know, Splash Mountain is just like going to shirts. So.
Well, I want to come to your Thanksgiving next year, so I'm going to call you.
Oh, there you go. Yes. It was good to hear from you, Lulu. Yeah, stay home next year. You know what? Do it online or come with us at 3 in the morning. Have a great evening. Happy holidays,
okay,
Lulu.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. I do love the movie Die Hard. I saw that with my dad when I was a kid, and it's one of the, I remember I saw it at the Morton Grove Theater, which is not there anymore. I think it's like a shoe store or something over there on Dempster and Waukegan. And it was a really fun. It was so surprising. I think here was this guy I loved from Moonlighting, had no expectations whatsoever, and it's great.
It's a movie that made Bruce Willis say box office.
Oh yeah,
you know. You talk about those touchstone movies. Of course, Die Hard was Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh gosh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Although I would say, I think 48 Hours is a better movie than Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, it is a better movie.
Have you ever seen 48 Hours, Ez?
I just saw it when I was flying because I needed stuff to watch.
And what'd you think?
I was a little.
Maybe it's dated. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold up.
I don't think so. I like Beverly Hills Cop better.
What about Trading Places?
I enjoyed Trading Places.
That's a good one.
Once you get past Dan Aykroyd in blackface, I guess.
That is, I think it's a good movie as well.
The thing about though with 48 Hours, it's also as much a Nick Nolte movie as it is
exactly
a Eddie Murphy movie. Whereas in Beverly Hills Cop, which a lot of folks might not remember, that was supposed to be a Sylvester Stallone vehicle. That was supposed to be
which one was
Beverly Hills Cop.
So was Die Hard. Wasn't Die Hard supposed to be a Sylvester Stallone movie?
I think Die Hard was supposed to be Schwarzenegger.
No, I know this one. It's Frank Sinatra. Did you know this?
Die Hard?
It was supposed to be Die Hard.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been crazy. Have you heard this story?
Die Hard is also based on a book.
Yes, it is based on a book.
And Nothing Lasts Forever, I think.
Yep. Was almost the name of the book?
Yeah, I think almost every Die Hard that's been released was supposed to be something else. It was supposed to be a different movie, and then they made it into Die Hard because they're just like, we can sell this.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Even the second one, Die Hard.
I like the second one.
Was also based on a book.
I think that the airport worked.
That one, yeah. I mean,
that worked really well.
But when you consider that Die Hard set off its own genre at that point, it's, you know, after that, it's like the Steven Seagal movie, Under Siege. They called it Die Hard on a plane.
Right.
Or Die
was it
Hard
on a boat?
On a train.
Wasn't Under Siege on a boat?
Under Siege, the first Under Siege was on a, no, you're right, it was on a boat. It was on a battle cruiser.
Yeah.
Then the second one was on a train,
ah,
which was actually pretty good, too.
Not as good as Police Academy 4.
Well, because Steve Guttenberg was carrying all those movies. Well, no, agreed. He wasn't.
No, it's Winslow. More after this on 720. Michael Winslow steals the show. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Joining me is comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, the host of Singles Only podcast, available on iTunes. Mm-hmm. Author, historian, tour guide Adam Selzer joins us. You
Hello.
Can go to, what's your website now?
Go to MysteriousChicago.com.
MysteriousChicago.com. He's made some Charles Dickens punch, and we want to thank our friends at Dannenberger Family Vineyards for the incredible contributions and support of the show. And it's a little bit of a wine and wind down after our lovely Thanksgiving. Ronnie Selzer, also in studio with us. You and I have to get back on our workout horses.
Yes.
How long has it been for you since you stopped doing yoga?
Oh, gosh. I did a little bit over the summer.
It's been,
that's it.
I haven't. It's been probably 6 weeks since I've done CrossFit. And I'm like I keep waking up and going, I got hurt. I hurt my shoulder, not from doing CrossFit, just from other things. I have a sort of a compounded injury from years ago. And then I re-hurt it and I haven't been able to go back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I can't, and yoga is hard too because I have to make sure I'm doing the right positions. Otherwise, it hurts if I'm just even twisting the wrong way. So,
yeah.
We did yoga here last year.
We did.
Oh, that's right.
You did.
I did crow pose, and it's on the website somewhere as proof that I once was able to do crow pose.
How do we top that this year? I don't know. Well,
double crow pose.
Ronnie and I got very distracted for a moment. As you know, that a new Ulta store has opened up across the street recently.
Oh, yeah. I have not been able to go in.
They seem to be open right now.
What?
I know.
Right? No, they're not.
Think they're open. Now, this is the stupid request I have for our producer, Tom Hush. Can you see if you can call over to the Ulta across the street and see if they're open right now? Because they look to be open. They can't just be people who work there.
Sure.
All right.
I can call.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Because if they are, we're going to have to run over. I'm going to send Ronnie over there.
Are they all black?
It looks like there are people in their jackets and coats walking around. That's what I'm...
So they opened at 6. I don't know how late they're going to stay open.
Oh, they opened at 6 p.m. tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so call over there and ask them if they can stay open until at least 2:15 for us to get in the doors. Tell them you're calling for WGN Radio. Yeah. Maybe, right across the street.
We're with the media.
Say, we can see you. Are you open right now? And so Paul...
There's other people walking by.
They're all
by
shopping.
Shopping.
I can't talk to those people on the street.
I
can't hear us.
I just did a quick search. 12 a.m. to 2 a.m.
They're open till 2 a.m.?
Yes.
Just for 2 hours?
And then 6 a.m. to 10.
No.
Oh, you guys run over, I'll man the show.
Yeah, exactly. So, that'll be good.
Is that everywhere? What other stores on
Michigan Avenue? I wonder if there's anything that's going to be open past 2 a.m. on Michigan Avenue. This is so silly. I know we shouldn't do this, but it's kind of fun because we're awake. And what else are we going to do once the show's over? We've got this turkey buzz going on. So I'm saying we have to go walk it off. So either we'll see if there are any stores still open on Michigan Avenue. We're going to try and find out. And then we will probably end up at the Kohl's, I'm guessing, over by there on Elston. So, yeah, as I feel like I wish I could let you go. I wish we could, like, find a way to read traffic for you so you could run over to...
I mean...
I can do it.
I can run pretty quickly if I know what I need.
Do you know what you need? Because that's the thing is... like
I don't need anything.
I take way too long at Ulta. Those places.
That's the problem. You get sucked in because then you go, because they have so much like really great makeup brands.
They do.
That you don't see full collections of in a lot of places.
See, the three of us are dorking out the
do
guys.
Do they sell Rogaine there?
Probably.
They might.
They probably actually. Do, yeah.
All right. I mean, just.
Asking for a friend?
No, I'm very open about taking Rogaine.
Do you really?
Yeah,
that's
and
Propecia. That's
I don't mess around. If I lose my hair, it's over.
I mean, Rogaine's a
that's
preventative.
All I got.
So
what's that?
It's a preventative, right?
Proactive, yeah. Preventative, proactive.
All right.
I mean, I thought I was, yeah, I mean, I need my hair.
Tom, what's your sense? Are they telling you 2 a.m. they're closed?
Yeah.
It's a hard out at 2 a.m.?
Yeah, I mean, those poor people, they've been going at it since 6 o'clock. Oh. They're done at 2.
Can I run over there during the news, you think? I don't think I'm going to make it back.
I don't know. Are you going to light punch on fire as well? Because we can stall.
I did see that.
We can stall.
I did see that.
Did you see that Facebook? Don't light that
still,
in here.
Yeah,
all right.
It's still not.
Ronnie,
still not
I release you to go over to Ulta if you want to do some shopping while we're on the air.
And give me some Rogaine. Is it on sale?
Go on over and tell us what the sales are like. See if there's anything good. Do you want to go over there?
I want to.
Call in.
Yeah,
we could,
of course you can.
If you're
the only
online.
Yeah,
I can go
have
on
the
there.
Black Friday.
I'm gonna send you and Paul, or the three of you can go over. But let me know what's going on at the Ulta. They're only open for another hour. 312-981-7200. Is anyone else? We had our listener Lulu, who had returned from her adventure at Kohl's. Is anybody else out there shopping tonight? I know it sounds terrible because, Elliot, you were saying like Thanksgiving doesn't get to have its own day, but it's now almost 1 a.m. Can we now start to kind of go?
It's Christmas time now.
Sort of an adventure at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, it's a different day, Elliot.
It's a different day.
What other stores on Michigan Avenue we can go to?
Well, I don't know what else. Where do you want to go? What store do you like on Michigan Avenue?
I buy my clothes on Groupon Goods, so I don't know. I don't know what shops are on the street anymore. What are there? Was there a Gap? I saw a guy with a Gap bag.
Yeah, there's a Gap down there. All right, Tom, can you please call Apple a Gap store down the street and see what time they're open?
Where do the kids under 30 shop these days?
Yeah, there is an H&M.
There's an H&M. Oh, that's all the way down by Water Tower.
And Uniqlo, too.
What's Uniqlo?
Uniqlo is kind of like Japanese Old Navy.
Okay.
And Topshop.
It's pretty good. Topshop. Cool. Uniqlo is pretty cool.
Topshop is a men's clothing store?
There's Top Man on top of the Topshop, and that's the men's clothing store.
Oh, you just blew my mind. Yeah. There's too much topping.
There are a lot of people on Michigan Avenue. Look at all the people on Michigan Avenue tonight. And it's not that warm out.
I will say the Gap is open now. They are open now until 10 p.m., according to their website.
So they're going to be open straight. Ago.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. We're going.
So
to
So we should do. We
just
should
go to
do
the
Michigan Avenue Street.
We'll see what's open. What, you don't like it?
Well, what other stores are open on the street, Tom?
Because once you're done with the Gap, it's not quite the.
Would you like a comprehensive list? Like,
yes, please.
I think he would.
Ooh. Well, then we could go. We can go to all these other places or a place that someone hasn't been to.
How about this? I don't know what the name
of the top-notch place.
Top Man.
Yeah.
I wonder if the building. Oh God, this is ridiculous.
I wonder about Water Tower.
Exactly. Are the malls open?
Yeah,
there's a couple
Macy's.
Malls.
Macy's, of course.
Well, yeah, Macy's.
Everyone's been to Macy's.
Yeah.
But is it better or worse than going to Kohl's? Would you rather go to
Kohl's? Kohl's is a great experience. Right. I don't know. I'm open to suggestions. But
yes.
I think we should go somewhere that someone's never been to or tradition starts at Kohl's and ends at Kohl's.
Okay. Someplace you've never been to that on is going street. To be open.
Yeah. So is it a tradition about going to a place someone's never been or a tradition about going to Kohl's? Tonight determines which is the tradition.
Ooh. Which should it be? That's the question of the night.
Elliot does not want to stay out with us. He feels like this is all dangerous and ridiculous.
I said I'm going to buy something for you, $279 or less, before tax. So
before tax?
Yeah. There can be – that's like $319 unless you get soda pop.
You could probably find something at the Gap for under $3.
By the way, Water Tower is closed.
Okay.
They open back up at 6 a.m.
That's probably for the best.
What about this Top Man store?
Top Shop.
Top Shop.
Mm-hmm. Top Cat?
312-981-7200. Are we the only morons that are making plans for Black Friday shopping post 1 a.m., post 2 a.m.? What are your plans tonight? Is anybody else? No one waits out in line anymore, do they? Do they line up with their folding chairs?
No, there was.
People do.
There was, I saw in the news today, there was a place that was opening at 5 o'clock and people went scrambling out there.
Do they talk about what items that they think they're going
to
get?
Yeah, there has to be
something.
Is
worth it?
They have great sales for the first 40. I mean, they encourage it by doing those things where if you're the first 50 people to get $5, get an Xbox for a nickel.
It's always weird when it's like a waffle iron for $4 that people trample each other for. See, that's we enjoyed our casual sort of like, oh, you guys are open. This is weird. Mm-hmm. I like that sort of like it's in the middle of the night shopping because I'm a night owl. That's why I enjoy doing the Black Friday at 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. And I've worked most Thanksgivings my entire life, so I know there's the idea of like all these poor folks. But there is a way that you sort of schedule your day and go, I'm going to celebrate this, and also I'm going to keep working. That's why I'm here tonight. See, I spent the day. We did our Thanksgiving last night.
Did our Thanksgiving last night.
It's all about, you know, organizing, even though it's hard to believe that I can do that.
Well, yeah, I don't know where you sleep still.
I slept long for a long, 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 long time today.
Today,
yes.
All right.
I slept until about 2:30 today.
Wow.
I know.
I slept late, too.
Oh, it was
and then
fantastic.
I slept again.
I was at
and
work at 2:30.
P.M., yes. Well, I went to bed at like 5 a.m., so if that helps at all.
Oh, my God. I went to bed at 6.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
Just getting our time in.
I went to bed at 6:01.
312-981-7200. Are we the only freaks that are planning our late night shopping tonight? 312-981-7200. What are you going to do tonight?
Well, everybody's shopping.
Not everybody, that's right. But maybe they're planning to go later. Maybe they're still in their cars on the way back from somewhere. 312-981-7200. And then we also have a game coming up called Thanks No Thanks.
Thanks No Thanks.
Created by comedian Paul Farvar, Esquire. More after this on 720 WGN.
You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Want to thank all of my good friends for joining us in studio for Second Thanksgiving's. Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer, regular on Friday nights and other times too. Really so much fun to spend Thanksgivings with you. Thank
Likewise.
You so much.
Thank you. I think you are probably the only other human being I see around Thanksgiving.
I get it though. You come to a point in your life where you're like, I'm going to have to manage everything in a particular way.
And yes, the fewer the people sometimes.
Sometimes.
Better.
Not all the time. Yeah. And this year's a little more quiet here at WGN Radio. The first year we did this was a bit out of control. I have to say it was hectic and hard to manage. And then nobody showed up. Maybe because it was so hectic the first year. Nobody showed up the second year. Even my mom canceled on me that year. Even mom said, that's okay. Not for me. Too much. The Dickens punch was too much for me. So she passed out in Gary Myers' show. His office last time. That's how long ago that was. Gary
That's
Myers
right.
had an office
years
here.
Ago now, yeah.
Yeah. And we also have Ronnie Selzer, who was also at that first Thanksgiving.
I was there.
And we've had so much fun every year doing this. Adam Selzer joins us as well. Comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, who has written a game for us. And we're yes. So this is thanks, no thanks.
Right. But just to clarify, Kohl's did just send me a note saying my Kohl's cash is expiring. On 11/30.
So your phone heard you and sent you an email.
Kind of crazy.
That's
huh?
creepy. Yeah. So I just started using my Google Mini Home like speaker thing, and Steve and Griffin were very against my bringing any sort of listening technology into the house. You know, as where you can say, "Hey Google, how should I make this mashed cauliflower recipe?" And then she reads me a recipe from recipes.com, which is, by the way, the website I use the most. So I'm guessing that it has access to what you traditionally visit. And comes up with that answer. And then I said, hey, can you play some Van Morrison music? And then I cooked while I was listening to Van Morrison. And I don't have to touch anything. Hey, can you turn that volume down, Google? And then she turns it down. And then Griffin goes, came in and goes, hey, Google, are you trying to destroy humanity? And she goes, no, I am not. I am a fan of humanity.
Wow.
which is exactly what someone trying to destroy humanity would say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Especially in artificial intelligence.
You know,
so it is they are listening.
Your phone's listening.
Yeah, well, I haven't been to the Gap in 7 years.
And you just got an email from the Gap?
And I just got an email from the Gap.
Come on. That's creepy. Let me see if my phone's listening to me.
Let's just talk about something cool to happen and all of a sudden I'll be like, well, look at that, Paul.
Paul, I wish you would win the lottery.
Yeah. Right?
Wow, how about them Russian brides?
I'll be like, hey.
Oh, boy.
They'll be like, I really miss Amy Nelson. I wish she'd call me right now. And then
aww.
All of a sudden,
and then, then your phone like texts Amy mm-hmm. Nelson and says, have you heard from Paul Falabar? He misses you. So, Paul, tell us a little bit about this game you have. Does that say 50 degrees or 60 degrees?
60 degrees the next 7 days.
What? No. In Chicago?
But that
did you do that by talking to your phone like that?
Take it back.
I wish it was nice weather. Google, give us good weather.
60 degrees. All right.
I don't know if that was Chicago.
Everyone do
Sunday,
your...
Monday, Tuesday.
How much?
50, 60s.
All right. Oh. Everyone get your holiday decorations up.
Sure.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Get
sure
that set.
It's the break for that. Yep.
Excellent. All right, Paul. What is thanks, no thanks?
So this game is we will give you a scenario and you decide if you will take it, which would be like thanks or no thanks.
No thanks.
So like a situation. It's just like...
This is more of a conversation. Like,
it's like would you rather... But,
right.
But more
and
detailed.
Not quite never have I ever, because we're not going to do it.
Correct.
Okay, good.
This is different. So we'll start with some easy ones and it'll get progressively harder for everyone in the room.
It's a conversation starter. Maybe you want to use this for your next holiday situation.
Yeah. Thanksgiving has been rough probably today. You guys were talking about politics, religion, sports, all that good stuff. Why don't you guys play a game of thanks, no thanks?
All right. Ez, you want to play thanks, no thanks?
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
We'll start with Ez on these two because she's got, I feel like she's not with us. She's with us, but she's upstairs.
I'm hovering.
Yes. Right over Adam Seller's right shoulder. All right. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay.
To Ez first.
Ez, you wake up every day fine. Wake up bright and early every day, totally happy, not tired. But you can never have coffee or caffeine beverages again.
So that includes like types of teas.
Yep. Thanks or no thanks? Mm.
Thanks.
Oh, wow.
All right.
If I'm waking up all right.
Okay. But then you can't have any items with any caffeine that you enjoy.
She doesn't need them anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
that's like chocolate though, right?
Yeah.
Chocolate doesn't have caffeine.
Yes, it does.
What?
Yeah.
You, are I'll you gonna have put white it... chocolate.
Are you serious? Chocolate has caffeine?
Yeah, cocoa, cacao beans have chocolate in them. I mean, have caffeine.
Does whiskey did not have know caffeine?
That. No.
All right, perfect.
Then right. You're playing?
What if I have like caffeine-free Coke?
That's fine. There's no caffeine in it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no, also.
How about decaf coffee?
You can have decaf coffee.
See, but I don't like coffee like that.
Oh, she doesn't care about that.
So I'm thanks. Oh, thanks.
So you're going to take it? Okay.
All right.
Elliot.
Elliot.
All right.
Thank you. No, thank you.
Oh, no thanks.
No thanks?
I need my coffee.
Okay. But you don't anymore. Technically, you wouldn't.
Just because I wake up feeling great and everything doesn't mean I'm going to stay that way all day long. Because come midday, I'm going to, like, my brain gets
good argument.
Here we go.
Caffeine to keep it going.
You know what? For that great argument, I'm going to increase your present for tonight to $3.17.
Oh,
wow. Now you're sweetening the pot.
I like
now
it.
You are
we can go to the Gap with
we're
that.
We're talking, that is like an espresso with a shot of cream in it. That's
do they have that at Kohl's?
No.
No, we'll find some place that does,
the materials
or the Gap.
It, but...
Yeah, they do have the material. They have the equipment for it, too.
Yeah, gadgets.
Thank you. No, thank you. I'm with Elliot on that. I need my quick hit of caffeine, whether it comes from coffee, chocolate, or black tea.
Okay, so we
all
have
those things.
We have one thanks and two no thanks.
All right.
No thanks.
No thanks? You like coffee?
Yeah. I mean, what would I go to the coffee shop for every morning?
Decaf?
If I didn't have,
you can get decaf.
No. An herbal tea.
Herbal tea.
La-di-da. Yes. Well,
okay.
And the same thing, midway through the day, I'm going to need a little bit more.
Three no thankses.
No thankses from us. Ronnie?
I have to say no thanks.
No
I'm
thanks.
Not giving up chocolate.
Okay. I don't know if that's true with the chocolate thing, but I'll give it to you guys if you say so.
Did you say thank you? You said thank you because whiskey's still on the table?
Yes.
All right, Tom.
Two thanks.
How about you, Paul?
I would go no thanks because of Elliot's argument. I was actually going to say thanks, but then when he made the point that later in the day. So
Esmeralda's the only one.
Yeah.
She's all in.
I'm thinking about that, but I'll just,
still
sugar,
guess. Sugar works.
Tom said thanks too, I thought. So we had two thanks.
Oh, that's right. Two thank yous.
Four no thanks.
Two thankses. Okay.
That's a good, we divided the room, which is a good way of, game is working.
And you talk your way through it. You talk through.
The rationale. Everyone had different reasons.
All right. Okay. What's number two?
So you get a free Netflix password for the rest of your life when they increase charges, all that good stuff. But you can never watch your favorite movie or show. Thanks or
point?
No thanks.
No
Wait,
thanks.
Is it
Wait.
On Netflix?
It's
and
whatever.
It's just like, nope, you can't watch it.
You can't watch it anywhere. You can't watch it on any platform.
Before you reveal...
What if you're walking by a TV and it happens to be on, you sit down on a couch in the display area at Sears?
You can't watch it anymore.
Oh.
Your favorite at any given time or just your favorite right this second?
Whatever you say is your favorite movie. When you sign up, they're going to ask you a question and you can't cheat. You got to say your favorite show and your favorite movie. And they're like, all right, great. Thank you. And then you get the password.
Okay, but it's only those
But
two.
You can't lie.
You can't. It doesn't evolve over time with your tastes?
No. It's always whatever, just the one you call at that time.
I'll go thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks. We got one.
I can never see what some movie. I mean, I don't know what the movie would be that I would pick because my movie. You're right, Adam. My favorite movie changes all the time.
Yeah. But then whatever it is.
But whatever I say, I've already seen it. So.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but if you never enjoy it
But
again.
Then you'll never.
Like Elliot, you can never see Star Wars again.
Well, here's the thing. The first Star Wars movie is not my favorite movie.
Well, whatever your favorite one is.
Empire.
So you never see Empire again.
So you can never see Empire Strikes Back again. No thanks.
I mean, can it just play in your brain now?
No. No, you can play it in your brain.
You play it in your brain. I know. Elliot, we do.
Oh, so it's like the eternal sunshine of the spotlight.
No, it'll play in your brain, but that's it. And if you try to even etch it and draw it out in a cartoon... Well, game over.
I'm gonna say thanks just so I can try this. Yes.
What if can I read about it? Like, can I see like a book?
No, you can't read a book if it has the script. You can't read the script.
Elliot's been challenged with a dilemma. Let's let Elliot
think about it. Man.
He's gonna simmer on this during the break. And I think this is the because I don't think there's a movie out there that I.
Patty, what's your? Are you gonna say?
Let me think about it during the break. More
wow,
after this.
Wow, this is a thinker.
Yeah, this is a thinker. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We're playing Thanks, No Thanks, a social game. You should make this into a card game or
I already
something.
Did.
All right, then.
Patents pending.
Thanks, no
Copyright,
thanks.
Copyright, trademark.
Thanks, no thanks.
All rights are taken.
All right, then. Excellent. Yeah. Paul Farver, Esquire.
And game creator.
And game creator now. Thanks, no thanks.
That's what we do.
All right.
So we're still on the Netflix password thing. We haven't gone around the horn.
So you have it for life. Yeah. So you watch all things on Netflix free for the rest of your life.
Charge for the rest of your life.
You're not prone. You're not going to be exposed to any charges that are increased.
Extra charges. And when they go to HD and all that stuff. And you can watch it from your eyes, whatever. Like
if you have Google Eye.
Google Eye. But you can never watch your favorite movie again on any platform or your favorite show.
Okay.
I'm going to go no thanks on that.
Thanks. You got to see Empire again.
No thanks.
I don't need some sort of multimedia corporation deciding what I can watch.
Taking it up a notch. I like it. I like your style. Tom, what did you say? Thanks or no thanks?
No thanks. No contest. No way.
No. He will not be owned by Netflix.
Yeah, I will cut loose Netflix. I have a huge library of movies. I will cut loose Netflix, Hulu, whatever. I don't need it.
No, you could still have Netflix in this game. You just have to pay for it.
Fair enough. But like, I just... yeah.
Yes. Don't go. It's just a game.
Completely the other direction.
He's like angry.
Just a game. They're not really going to do this. It's just my hypothetical. Just for the record, Netflix never said they're going to do this. This is just the game.
Net neutrality, bud. It's happening.
Okay. It's just a game, Tom.
That's what they meant by net neutrality. They meant right. Netflix neutrality.
Yeah, no more Star Wars.
All right. Oh, no. So we have three no's. Ronnie, what did you say?
Oh, my God. I was going to say thanks, but now I'm thinking no thanks.
Oh, she's getting bullied into it.
Well, no, it's like people keep coming up with like good reasons.
Yeah, this is a thinking man's game.
So do I have to write down what movie it is that I say is my...
Yeah, but they'll know you're cheating if you're lying. You can't say, oh, I can't see Beverly Hills Cop 5.
I can't see Dumb or Dumber ever again. What a shame.
So you're going to say, Patty?
I honestly couldn't tell you off the top of my head what my favorite movie or television show is.
I know it's
a fictional game. So I'm going to go with no thanks.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And then Adam, you already said thanks.
I'm going to say no thanks.
He's sleepy from all that punch. It's
so
a big yawn.
Esmeralda was the only one that said thanks.
I know.
You know why? Because I can't think of a favorite one.
Okay.
And I probably, whatever my favorite is, I probably don't even
You don't
watch
have to justify
it.
This. I mean, it's not like Tom is going to get mad again about the game.
I don't know.
The point?
We're trying to say, I want to get it divided up. And I would say, I'm going to join you. I'm going to say thanks, Es. So it's just me and you on that one.
I just feel like I can't even think of it now, and I probably don't even watch it now.
I don't need to see Shasha. I mean,
so
whatever
in other words,
it is.
For $10 a month.
It's not going to be $10.
Well, whatever. But $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever. You're willing to give up your most favorite thing.
Yeah, because I've already seen my favorite movie. I don't like seeing movies again second time anyway.
And I'll probably be so busy watching all this new stuff.
Exactly.
So what's the next thing that they can get you to give up for like $10?
Well, you know what? I don't even have Netflix right now. So it's like this is something new to me to have. I had Netflix in my Airbnb. I'm like, oh my God, I'm never leaving this place. It's so cool. There's so many
options.
And
you were on vacation. That's a work trip.
Dude, all you got to do is date someone who has Netflix. They'll give you their pass.
Fair enough. This is true.
I
got to
find someone who's going to date me. You know how hard that is?
All right.
Do you know how much I screw myself every night?
Do you want my Netflix pass?
We'll talk.
All right.
Oh, hello.
I've got a lot of people on my Netflix pass as it is.
All right.
That was a good one.
All right. We got more.
All right. Thanks, no thanks. What's next?
This one's similar.
312-981-7200. If you want in on this conversation, thanks, no thanks on Paul's list. We're talking these out. And if you have any comments on the ones we've already talked about, if you could wake up perky and happy and completely awake every day and never be able to have caffeine again, would you say thank you or no thank you? Or to Netflix, someone, if you had the password for the rest of your life and not
free
subject
Netflix.
To charge, free right. Netflix for the rest of your life, but you cannot watch your favorite movie or series ever again on any platform, 312-981-7200. Feel free to give us a call. We'd be very thankful for your thoughts on this.
Or not thankful.
I would be thankful.
Okay.
Regardless of how it turns out, I would be very thankful.
Being subjected to Paul's hypothetical questions, thanks or no thanks.
Tom was really angry about that last one. I don't know. This one's along the same line. So
he was.
One,
he was all like, well, as soon as Elliot said
he thought it was really
takeover,
happening.
Yeah.
He like went online. He's like, what is Netflix up to now? Corporate greed. I'm like, it was just a game. It was just a hypothetical.
I play to win.
All right. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, this one's similar. This one, for me, is a lot harder.
Okay.
So you get free music for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Spotify, iTunes, you can own it, whatever you do, whatever you want with it. But you can never listen to your favorite song or your favorite band for the rest of your life.
Or no. So both of those things?
Yeah.
Nope. You could never listen to your favorite.
So if it came on the radio, they would find a way to find you so you couldn't hear that song again. Okay. You'll have it in your head.
I don't want them doing that anyway. So.
See, this is singularity, Elliot, isn't it?
This is a little tougher.
This is where.
That's a no thanks.
I'm a no thanks.
Oh, Ez.
Right. No, because music, yeah. You listen to those songs.
What's your favorite song or band?
Top number one forever always has to be the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. If you could never listen to another Beatles
song. Or covers of Beatles songs, yeah.
Or covers.
That, yeah, that still counts. Covers, but...
Oh, yeah, there's some good Beatles covers.
I'd be heartbroken not to listen to that.
I'm going to say, this one's a hard no thanks for me.
So no REO Speedwagon for me?
No. I can't. No more Quiet Riot?
No,
I know.
I'll just say it a little.
REO Speedwagon is a very good band, by the
way. I like REO Speedwagon.
And Foreigner.
I believe it's time for me to fly.
That's not even their best song.
All right, then.
No, it's the best song if you're on the Gravitron.
Oh,
that
yeah.
thing that spins you around and then you like, get stuck to the wall and they blast Time for Me to Fly.
Oh. Yeah, what would happen if you
They would change it to I Believe
to
I Can
Yeah,
fly.
If you can listen to it. Yeah, as I'm with you.
You would be in a silent Gravitron.
No, yeah. They could play a lot of songs about flying.
Everyone else can hear it.
Learning to Fly by Tom Petty.
Tap a carny on the shoulder and say, so, sorry, but it can't be Learning to Fly. It can't be Time for Me to Fly. I got this deal with Spotify.
Ez brings up a very good point. So let's say you're in a room full of people and the song comes on. Do you suddenly go deaf?
Yeah. They have that power.
What horrible chip is being planted
in us. You have to talk to Carney.
It changes. It won't let you hear the song.
This is like some 1984 business.
Yes. This is the hypothetical we're faced with.
I would go with no thanks. I don't want to go suddenly deaf while all my friends are jamming
just
out.
Just for 3 minutes and 32 seconds.
Yeah, but you can't go see the concert.
If they play the song. No. Or
Tom's head is exploding. He can't take this.
This is a hard no thanks on this one, Tom?
That's a hard no thanks.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. Point of clarification. What if your favorite band kind of changes over time?
Then it's only the one band that was at the time.
At the beginning.
All right. So I can make my favorite band like Hootie and the Blowfish.
You can't lie.
I can't lie.
It can be. But
well, then I'm never going to hear ABBA ever again. What am I going to do?
You're just a dancing queen.
I am the dancing queen. Like
that's my nickname in high school.
Tom.
Take it's a hard no.
On me. So it's a no thanks.
Chance on me.
Elliot, are you a no thanks on this
Okay,
one?
Again, why would I want a corporation deciding what I can listen to? It's like suddenly, okay, first, one, if I can never hear There's a New Kid in Town by the Eagles ever again. Forget it.
Eagles are a great band. I hope you're joking.
Right. No, I love that song.
Okay, good.
That's like one of my when like you Eagles. Said, what's your favorite song? Boom, that popped into my head.
We're going to cue that up for you. More after this on 720 WGN. There's talk on the street. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. What song is this?
New Kid in Town by
Eagles. Is this your song, Elliot?
REO Speedwagon.
This is Eagles. So this is your favorite song?
You can never hear it again under this hypothetical.
Which is why I say...
You said no thanks?
No thanks.
A hard no thanks. This is right. Like my... This is my childhood here.
I know a lot of people are calling and complaining. This is just a hypothetical.
Yes, this
We're
is not,
not
really going to happen.
Really happening. It's a game.
It's our second Thanksgivings. This is your song? This is your jam?
I love this song.
All right.
Really?
It's not even my top 20.
We are playing Thanks, No Thanks. That's really just a hypothetical game.
It's
just a hypothetical game.
New game. It's going to be on Hasbro's top 20.
It's more of a conversation starter. In studio with me, we have Ronnie Salzer joining us for her third Thanksgiving with us. Yeah. I mean, like not today. It's second Thanksgivings, but your third second Thanksgivings with us.
Yes.
And Adam Salzer in studio with us as well. Comedian Paul Farvar Esquire, who's come up with this game. Tom Hush behind the glass in the producer's booth up in traffic as Esmeralda Leon. We're all talking about this new game that Paul has come up with. And Jim wants to join our conversation. Hey, Jim, have you been listening to all these hypotheticals and thinking, well, this sounds like a crazy world I would live in? What do you think, Jim?
Except for the 20 seconds where I totally skipped you going around a curb on the tri-state. Yeah, this is fascinating.
Wait, you what happened on the tri-state?
I was going around a curb around Hinsdale. And off you went. Yeah, you guys ditched me, frankly.
We did not. I didn't touch anything. I thought you were like, I'm not waiting for the news. So I'm so glad that you called us back. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll pull over so we get clear signal the whole pod.
Well, mostly I want you to be very careful. I don't want you to get in any traffic trouble or any accidents out there. So I just want you to be careful. So you've been listening, and do you want us to go back through all three of these and see what your answer is for these? Paul, let's run through
first,
these.
Jim, the first one was the coffee one. No coffee ever again. What did you say? But you wake up.
I'd say thanks. I really don't use caffeine.
Ever? Okay. You don't use caffeine for anything. Okay. All right. So
that's
that one.
The first truck driver to say that.
And would you like to wake up happy and refreshed every single day?
Would I like to?
Yes.
I would say thanks on that one, yes.
All right. All right. Here's your next one.
Okay. The next one is the Netflix, you get unlimited Netflix movies for the rest of your life, but you can never see your favorite movie again.
Thanks. Can't do it.
No, thanks.
No. So what's your favorite movie, Jim? What movie is it you won't give up? Or TV series?
I'm going to give you two.
Okay.
The Natural.
Mm. Oh, great movie.
And that for some strange reason, especially if I have no life, which is really most of the year, Shawshank Redemption, if it's not one of those marathons, I'll watch
it's
it
one of the best.
In a row.
Yeah, it's on my top 10.
It's just different every time.
That's really good.
It's between that and Three Men and a Baby for me.
Shut up.
All right, Jim. The next question to get you up to date was, you get all the free music you want for the rest of your life, but you can't listen to your favorite band or your favorite song ever again. Ever again.
My friends.
No thanks.
I haven't listened to top 40 since the Bengals left.
yeah, no, walk like an Egyptian. No,
I am trapped. I only listen to your Steely Dan Deacon Blues bumper music because I'm trapped.
Okay.
In the 70s and 80s. So, yeah, no thanks.
No thanks on that. Okay,
All right.
You're caught up. Everyone said no thanks to the music one. That's the only one we had full agreement
on. All right, so he's all caught up. Let's get Gary all caught up so they can both join us. Hey, Gary, how are you doing tonight?
Hi. Hey. Hi, Daddy.
Hey.
This is Gary. We've talked before.
Yes, I'm going to try to get you to the we have our event up for New Year's Eve. It's on Eventbrite.
You didn't get the message then. No, my wife is not healthy enough to make it.
Hopefully.
Look, I've talked to, maybe next year we'll talk again.
Okay, that sounds good. And hopefully I'll be at the Rosemont Zany, so it'll be easier for you to get to that show. It won't be as much of a trek.
So, all right.
Sounds good. All right, so you've...
No, I'm willing. Are we going to have the same questions as Jim did?
Do you want to go on to the next question?
We can do the next question.
Let's do the next question, Gary.
Did you have a strong answer? Did you have an answer to the other ones that you heard or no?
Oh, well, I'm not sure. But that's why I was just asking you. Well,
all right.
Whatever you want to do.
Let's move on to the next question. You and Jim will help us move on to the next question. Here you go, Paul.
All right, so the next question is, you get free rides on the CTA, any public transportation outfit you want for the
Metra.
Rest of your life. Metra,
okay.
Anything.
All of it, okay.
All transportation, but I mean...
Public transportation.
Public transportation.
Buses and trains, yes.
Buses and trains for the rest of your life.
In the whole world?
Let's stick with Chicago for now.
Or wherever
your work is. But your commute is 30 minutes longer each way. Free, but 30, an hour more a day,
on your day
spent.
All right, Gary, what do you think? Have you ever commuted?
Not quite a long time, but I would say I'll take the free commutes first.
All right.
There you go.
Free
Jim,
commute.
Jim, what about you? Do you ever take public transportation?
All the time, many times.
And what do you think? Would you say thanks or no thanks?
I would say thanks because it takes 45 minutes in Chicago to get to your driveway to get the mail.
But this would now be an hour and 45 minutes.
But you're not driving. You could read. You could fall asleep.
Okay.
Don't miss your stop. Don't
True.
Miss your stop. Esmeralda, you take public transportation more often, don't you?
Yeah. So wait, is it just work commute or anywhere?
Anytime you want to use it. It's free, but it's 30 minutes longer each way. For free.
Any trip?
Any trip that
no
you want.
Thanks.
No,
thanks. No, I'll spend the money.
I couldn't plan my day like that. That would make me crazy.
It's already so long for a lot of things.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Okay. And plus, I barely make it anywhere on time.
Hey, Ez, don't yell at me. It's just part of the game. I'm just saying.
You listen here.
No thanks is fine.
So Gary says thanks. Jim says thanks.
I'm the only one that took the freebie.
No, Jim did too. We're still going around the back. Jim said thanks.
Adam?
You know, I'd really hate to delay everybody else's commute like that, too. I can just imagine everybody seeing me come and is like, oh, that guy.
You're
again.
Only
it's
on
be
the train.
Half an hour longer.
Adam, you're on a train with everybody else that says yes to the same deal.
Yeah, it's everyone's going to be on the same
boat. Okay, well, how do you organize that?
This is a hypothetical.
You're yelling at me for yelling.
I feel like any X Factor, you know, it's either going to be it's going to be too much trouble.
All right.
Nope, no trouble.
Either for myself or for everybody else on the train.
Nope.
So you're
just
going
you.
No thanks? Or
I'm gonna no thanks.
All right, how about
no
you, thanks. Ronnie?
I'm going to say no thanks because that could possibly mean another half hour each way of standing.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, there's no guarantees that you sit. Elliot, you ride Metra a lot.
Yeah.
Elliot.
I'm going to say thanks.
All right. Because, split the room again.
Doesn't mean I have to take public transportation. If I got to be somewhere on time, I can just drive.
Good point.
Just go there.
Beat the system again.
I feel like Elliot should have been a lawyer.
But if I know it's free, I'm like, well, I don't have to worry about my Ventura having any money on mm-hmm. it. I mean, that's a lot of money you're saving there mm-hmm. on public transportation.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest
I know,
of my
but
life.
What about time?
Yeah, but
time
again,
is more
if,
valuable.
If it's something I need to be somewhere at a certain time,
you
I'll
Uber
just,
it.
I can
that's
lift.
A lot of things.
I feel like Tom was going one way, and then he heard Elliot's argument and went the other way.
No, you know what? I'm gonna say thanks.
All right.
I'm gonna say thanks to that because then I can sit on the train and watch my favorite movie or listen to my favorite band or
there
song.
There you go.
Way to bring it back.
With a cup of coffee.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Patty, what did you
say?
I
said no thanks.
No thanks. I also said no thanks.
I can't manage my time that well.
But we got three thankses. And,
although I kind of, on Elliot and Tom's logic, I think I would go with thanks.
Okay.
Because that's an extra half hour nap.
Oh, my God.
We literally split the room in
all
half.
Right.
Yeah. The game has applied perfectly.
All right.
Okay.
We have one more?
Yeah, we have more.
All right, one more, guys. Then we got to go
to
break.
This one is, okay.
All right.
I'm going to try to see this to make it gender neutral.
Uh-oh. Oh, I see. Okay.
You get $1
million. $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
But every day for the rest of your life, at one point in your life, you are either...
At the day, one point in your day.
At one point in your day, between the 24 hours...
And you don't know when.
You don't know when. You're going to be slapped in the face or, for the men... Kicked in the testicles.
In the nads.
In the nads.
How hard are you getting slapped?
It's going to be like, if you were sleeping, it would wake you up. But like, it's a slap across. So you can go to the door, there's a mailman, and then all of a sudden...
A little...
somebody comes around behind and slaps your face. Or you're like sleeping. It could be like 11:45 and the whole day has gone by and you haven't been slapped yet and you're just waiting. But
oh my God. How do you live your life
so
like
paranoid.
That?
Every day. Every day.
Waiting for
the rest
a kick
of your
in
life.
The nuts.
What was that what was that show with the spy and then he had the guy, his helper, like would come out and attack him at any moment?
The Pink Panther.
Yeah.
It was Peter Sellers.
Kato?
It was Peter Sellers, wasn't it? Yeah.
I would imagine it'd be like that.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to say?
So, wait, what was what do you get?
$1 million.
A lifetime $1 million? That's
just $1
million. Just one time lump sum.
One time payment.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks?
All right.
One thanks.
Jim, what do you think? $1 million, but at any point in your day, every 24 hours, you're going to be slapped or smacked in the... In the nads, the gonads.
Yeah, well, first of all, I find the terms offensive. Please use something critical like bing bong.
Your bing bong. Yes, your bing bongs.
Secondly, I work in radio, so you kind of get that every day, but I'd say no thanks.
No thanks. I think the men are going to go no thanks more than the women. I suspect
I can
that.
Tell you my answer already.
Gary, what do you think?
Well, how many days do I have to go with the kicking in the you know? In
you
the
never know which is going to be.
Of your life.
Every single day, you'll either be slapped or hurt in your man place.
And to make it worse, some days you won't get it, and you'll just be like, oh my God, I got it.
Some days you'll go without it?
Some day you will, but then the next day it'll be two.
But I mean,
so it'll be seven times a week.
The rest of your life.
The rest of my life?
Yep.
Rest of your life, but it's $1 million.
Well, thanks. I'll take the $1 million.
Okay. All right. Oh, there
you guys are a cup.
Exactly.
All right, we got one thanks, or two thanks, one no thanks. Adam.
Okay, I'm thinking ahead to like 2050 when $1 million is like what it costs to buy a thing of yogurt.
Yeah, but if you invest it now.
Yeah, maybe if
Bitcoin.
If I'm really lucky investing now. But even then, that's a lot of getting slapped upside the head.
Or other things.
Or a kick in the nards.
In the bing bong.
So, yeah.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to say no.
No thanks.
Honestly.
All right, we got.
I'll find another way to get $1 million. Thank you very much.
Splitting the room again. Ronnie.
I'm going to say no thanks.
No thanks. Wow. Okay, Tom?
I got to say no.
Wow.
Because the $1 million is just, that's not enough. You know, I want to have a family.
If you invested in
Bitcoin
20
years ago. But
I want to have a family.
Well, I mean, could I take the $1 million and then, like,
buy protection? Buy someone, hire someone who takes the slap?
No. Get some of my boys frozen, and then I'll take it.
No. Like, I see. He can have. He's saying having a sperm extracted.
No, you gotta take it. Then there'll just be more slaps, and they'll get through. They'll open the protection, and then
I'm terrified for the potential of like maybe they save it all for like a Sunday afternoon.
That's
and
right.
Get kicked in the nuts.
Just think
times.
Of the stress. Like you'll be like it's 11:59, and you're like it hasn't happened yet, and it doesn't happen. And then at 1:01 the next day, you just go to back to back.
Oh man.
So it's 7 a week. It's just the stress level.
I'm imagining like this just being that comes out of nowhere and forms in front of you.
It is. It's like Terminator.
Like a Dementor. Two. Like a Dementor just comes out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the stress would kill you before you have time to even spend the money.
I think you're right. Elliot?
I just did the math. And let me be honest with you, if I live to 85,
okay,
all right,
then how many days? Yes,
each punch or kick in the nards, it earns me $78
a day.
A day, that's it.
So
I'm not gonna if you came up to me and say, look, I'm gonna give you $80 to kick you in the nards, I'm gonna go no, thank you.
Okay,
so it's no thanks.
Wow.
And then over time, it wears on
up
you.
To a, yeah, because
and it's not like you get a muscle like strengthening over it.
So
it never gets
what a great incentive. Everyone act as though you're about to be slapped or hurt in the man parts to earn an extra $80 a day. Because between now and whatever that time, you would have $1 million.
But if you only live to your 75, what does that change?
Oh, it goes up. Well, it goes up like $5. Okay. But I'm just saying, but still.
You did
like,
the math on 75 too?
Right. Like Tom said, it's not enough. It's just not a million dollars.
I'll just die at 45. Like, yeah. It'll be good.
Jim, Gary, thank you guys so much for hanging out and playing.
Patty,
thanks.
What did you say?
No thanks. No thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to find
it. Thanks,
you guys. Have a wonderful evening. Gary, we'll talk in 2018 about getting you out to a show at the Rosemont Zanies. Okay, sir?
Thank you, Patty. You know, all these other guys, they didn't realize that when you're that old, that kicking their junk doesn't mean that much.
We forgot to.
I'm going to need that audio clip, please. That audio clip. That's brilliant. Gary, it's always great to hear from you. Have a wonderful evening. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have
bye.
A night,
have
man.
A great night. More after this on 720. My best to your wife, please. I hope that she's feeling better soon. More after this on 720 WGN.